This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio Ignition. Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
The reason I race is to get the chicks. You know what I mean?
NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, sports cars, and NHRA drag racing.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know, WFO rocks.
WFO Radio is total motorsports.
It's just so cool.
Fasten your seatbelts, fire up the ignition, and drop the hammer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
Oh, yes, we are back once again, WFO Radio, and a ton of first-time listeners. Oh, man, you have no idea how many first-time listeners that are out there. And if you just click this link, like a second ago, you clicked it, I know you're only giving me like 15 seconds. So first thing, let me negotiate more than 15 seconds. Like, how about we go 5 minutes? You agree 5 minutes, set your timer 5 minutes. Okay, now that we've got 5 minutes negotiated, let's allow everybody to know exactly who and what we are talking about. Last week I alluded that something was in the works, and this week I can tell you exactly what it is. WFO Radio, which has been in existence for over 5 years and multiple formats. We were on satellite radio, and now we're on the net. We have our own iPhone application. People listen on Stitcher. They listen to the show on iTunes, of course, you know, internet-based. But as of last weekend, we have now been included on iHeartRadio. And I know that everybody has heard about iHeartRadio, and if you have the iHeartRadio app, you can do some searching and find WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro, and this show, Ignition, on iHeartRadio, which I think is a big thing. It's super exciting for a million reasons that I will reveal at various times. I'm not going to pour all those. I'm not going to use my 5 minutes, which is now like 4 minutes and 30 seconds, on just listing reasons. We got to convince the first-time listener who is bouncing around on iHeartRadio looking, oh, look, MRN. Oh, wow, I can hear them on 50 million stations all around the world, anywhere. And PRN and all this stuff. But this WFO, I don't know what that is. That's something that I've heard of. That's the guy I'm looking for, guy or girl I'm looking for right now. And we're seeking them out. I can assure you that what you will hear on WFO Radio is new, fresh, exciting, unique, and also different than everything else you're going to hear, which is, I know you're saying, well, that's the same as unique. And you're right. You're right on that. You know, we're down to like 3 minutes and 30 seconds before you're going to tune out. I need to bring you into the loop. I need to pull you in. I know. Oh, even under 3 minutes. It's getting cray. So here's the deal. At Atlanta, Jimmy Johnson wins. We're going to review that whole deal, give our own special brand of analysis, which is unlike any that you will get anywhere else. Of course, we had a fantastic NHRA Nitro yesterday where we just had so many different guests, including Tina Stull gave us a new Twitter how-to. Answered questions from the WFO audience. Drew Skillman was on the show. It was greatness. Talked Z-Max Dragway. Talked to Danny Pomponio. But if I really only have you for another minute and 30 seconds, which is shocking to think that after this big pitch, you would only stick around for a minute and 30 more. But if that is in fact the case, I would like to use the remainder of my time for something important. Last week on the show, we talked about exposed concrete walls. And if you're going to go away and there's only one thing you take away from this program, that all exposed concrete walls should be covered with safer barriers. And that on our program, we strive for safety, even at expense. And whoever is writing the computer programs that dictate where the safer barriers go, Jeff Gordon proved that it is failable, that it is at times wrong. Well, boss, we've got it calculated that this is the spot right there. Not over there, but right here. Yeah, here. You sure? Yeah. Stop them right there. Okay. Smash. Jeff Gordon hits 5 feet further down the road. And there you have it. Now, I have a plan to how to solve this problem. We are going to talk about that later on in the show. But since our time is up, and there's a very good chance that you will be moving on. This was just not entertaining enough for me. All that other stuff is just much better. We say sayonara and bye-bye. And at that point, we'll bring in Giovanni in Miami. It'll be the Hail Mary pass to keep you stuck around. Oh, there's another guy.
Bye-bye-bye.
Yeah, there's another guy on the show. Oh, wait, what's he got to say? See, I'm using you as the cleanup hitter, man. Maybe you will be the reason that they stick around for the three episodes that is required to understand our humor.
Possibly, quite possibly, I could be the cake.
You could be the icing on the cake. You could be the cherry on top.
I could just be the cake.
You could be the chigger in the woodpile. Any of those things, I don't know. But to the now loyal, diehard WFO radio audience and the thousands upon thousands of listeners around the rest of the world, now that we got rid of those people, let's get it on. Now, we got an exciting show, I think. I'm excited about it. All kinds of good news. Got a new sponsor we're going to bring on the table for you entrepreneurs. Are you starting your own business? Do you have a business? Do you have a race team? Do you do business? It's very important, and the worlds are colliding in many different ways. I will explain, of course. Jimmy Johnson wins the race. We're headed out to Vegas, baby. Vegas! I got to get out the Vegas book. I know that the Pepper Mill is going to be there till 2027, so I'm a happy guy. We can get Vegas on everybody. I can see Gio, the look on his face, he's going for the Vegas music. Be careful with that. You know, all kinds of new regulations and restrictions being put upon the WFO radio audience, so we can deal with you iHeartRadio folks. Which is cool, we like it. You can follow on social media. Why don't you do that again?
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Vegas! I agree. And the coincidence is that Vince Vaughn was the Grand Marshal of the Daytona 500, race one. Race two, I have no idea who the Grand Marshal was. I do know that the top four drivers were the same drivers, which is kind of an interesting, funny statistic. A couple of positions swapped, but the top four in the Daytona 500 were the top four at Atlanta, and who'd have thunk it? We're going to give our Fantasy League results. We do have the most competitive Fantasy League on the planet. Got some very exciting things happening. All kinds of issues. We even got some mail from Australia. Here it is. Right? Where's this from? Alpine, Australia. Look at this.
Do they write upside down?
No. Well, actually, they kind of did write towards the top of the envelope. That's a little out of the ordinary. Canberra. This is from Phil. Thanks, Phil. We're going to unveil. I know what's in it, but Giovanni does not know what's in the envelope. And it is kind of cool. The envelope, please. So we're going to get into all that, give our fantasy results, make our picks for Vegas. Bob Smith, our professional Vegas handicapper who is out there in Vegas, will have his own special breed of information and knowledge. And we will pick against the Vegas odds. We did pick another winner. Who was that? Was that Giovanni in Miami who picked the winner?
That's right. It was me.
The perfect season continues. I was watching NASCAR America on, NBC? And
yes.
Parker Kligerman, who was on there, I kid you not, he said, if the chase started today, .. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. Is that funny or is that just ridiculous?
I think it's kind of funny.
He's saying it to be funny, right? It's a joke, right? Like he's tongue-in-cheek. Foot in mouth? It's got to be a joke. Well, if the chase started today, you know, Casey Mears would be in the chase. Don't say anything about the chase starting today unless you've won a race. If you win a race, you can mention the chase and talk about the chase. Hey, this guy won a race. You know who won a race? Jimmy Johnson. You know who's in the chase? In all likelihood, Jimmy Johnson. New rules package, new combination. Who figures it out real fast? Jimmy Johnson. And Chad Knaus, of course. Kevin Harvick and Jimmy had the best cars all day long. Dale Jr. was up there in the mix. I was listening all day on my Sprint mobile application. But let me tell you, makes Sprint tolerable. The mobile app. To me, I got a whole bunch of this ideas. You know, we do electronic digital media here on WFO Radio. We have been on cutting edge of apps, one of the first in all of motorsports. This is a fact, to have a mobile application of any way. Certainly the first of the radio shows, the broadcast shows. The WFO app was in existence before all of these things. And it shows how much we have underachieved, that we are still where we are. But how much potential there still is for NASCAR and motorsports to grow, the idea that I can listen to any driver wherever I am on my Sprint mobile app. Is that going away when Sprint goes away? I will freak out. Because every time I get something that gives me what I need, it goes away. Remember on DirecTV, they had the cool channel, and it went away.
Well, I don't know if this has been going on for how long, but I discovered over this weekend that you could watch the race concurrently on the Fox Sports Go app. And it's got the driver in-car cams from the drivers there, and you could just switch around to, I think it was four or five different drivers. And I spent a lot of time watching that, especially during the commercials.
Years ago, I coined the phrase, the internet is the future of everything. And I stand by it. People have borrowed the phrase, and it's fine. But the internet is the future of everything. Now you have refrigerators that are internet connected. I don't agree with that. It's a big security issue and whatever. It is what it is. But for sports and sports viewing, especially NASCAR and motorsports, the internet is the future of everything. They're looking for $100 million a year for 10 years for the title rights, the blank cup, whatever it is. Call it Xfinity or Comcast. The Comcast Xfinity Cup.
AT&T U-verse.
If whatever it is, they're going to give us things that we have never had before, like scanner capabilities in your living room. You could set it up on your desktop and everything. I can't be bothered with dragging a computer out. I like to be able to listen on my mobile device, and now I have it. And if I want to switch from driver to driver to driver, I have it. And I was able to listen to Dale Jr.'s entire race. And I have so much more insight to what happened. Now, imagine if every driver had their reporter that's listening to the communication and reporting out bits of information and giving analysis on it. That's what they tried to do by giving each driver their own channel at DirecTV. But it went away because it cost them too much money. Those guys were getting paid like $1,000 a day or something, I heard.
Well, it's not even what they were getting paid. It's just that they made such a big production of it. They had each driver had like his own little announce team and everything.
Yes.
I mean, so when you look at that, I mean, just the overhead is way out of whack.
See, you confuse me sometimes. You're like, it's not so much about everybody getting paid. It's about the announce team and the overhead. Oh, it's the same thing, man.
Well, it's not what. But it's not that you're saying like, oh, each guy made $1,000. No, it's the fact that they had one guy on each team, so they had 10 different announce teams.
I feel like we're saying the same thing.
All right.
It cost too much money.
Absolutely.
And so it went away. This is all I need. I don't need an announce team. I don't need a color commentator. I don't need a broadcaster. I just want to be able to listen wherever I am. Wherever it is, to what's going on in the race for the driver that I choose, whoever it happens to be on that given weekend. And it seems that that's working reliably. And I like it. And I feel good about it. And that's going to change the sport. For instance, this is stuff we can get into later, but just I'll throw it out on the table as an idea. If Dale Earnhardt Jr. has, I'm going to throw a number out, 50,000 people listening to his stream, and Casey Mears has 50. Shouldn't Dale Jr. be compensated additionally for that at some point? Or couldn't that revenue stream be, could each driver potentially negotiate their own audio broadcast rights? I know NASCAR owns it, but at the end, When people realize that every Dale Jr. Nation person realizes, my goodness, wherever I am from, wherever I am at, I can listen to my driver. Jeff Gordon, too. Tony Stewart, too. Drivers who attain extreme fame. Is that possible? I think it is at some point. Or maybe they would restrict it, but I don't know. I find it hard to believe they'll restrict anything. Let's get into the results. It was very exciting. It was an exciting race. The new rules package, less horsepower, less downforce. Speed's approximately the same. They just kind of changed the way it all worked out. I'm okay with it. I feel like the drivers liked it. Race one, I'll call it a success. Jimmy Johnson wins the race over Kevin Harvick and Dale Earnhardt Jr. What did Jimmy Johnson have to say at the conclusion of the race?
It was, just a surprising start to the race for me. we felt like we were okay in the test session and the practice sessions. Through Friday and Saturday, we didn't think we had a dominant car or really a kind of a car to race for the win. It seemed that some other guys showed some speed. But through our process and through getting to know the new folks on our team and the engineers, they understood what I was asking for and found a way to give it to me. And I knew within about two sets of corners when the race started that we were going to have an awesome day. The car was just incredible. And I think where the race really opened up for us was once I was able to get in front of the 19 car. We'd get close to him, but then we had so many quick cautions at the start of the race. I could never get in front of him, and the way we were arranged on pit road, I'd have to come around the 19 and then get blocked in by the 34. So once I was able to get in front of the 19 and then the 34 went down a lap, our race completely changed. And I was able to count on my guys on pit road to get me out first or help make up spots on the racetrack. And things really changed at that point and went our way.
Jimmy Johnson winning another one. Is that his 71st career win?
71.
Is that the number? It's shocking. It really is. Dale Earnhardt. Spike TV had this great Dale Earnhardt program, and I missed it. You can watch online, and I'm planning on doing that, but it would have been so much easier if I had programmed the TiVo. All the WFO radio listeners were reminding me, and I still failed. Epic fail. It's a bummer, man. Bummer. Jimmy Johnson wins the race, 71st of his career. There is a possibility he could tie or even potentially pass Dale Earnhardt this year. Does that shock you? Does that blow your mind? It blows my mind. It really does. As an old school Earnhardt fan, to think that Jimmy Johnson, who arrived in 2002, the season after Dale Earnhardt passed away, is about to tie him this year, maybe.
Possibly tie and pass.
You can't rule it out.
It's
Jimmy Johnson, you cannot rule it out.
It's actually incredible.
It really is. It really is. Now, and we got to do the Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson comparison per starts, because I believe Jeff Gordon's still ahead in terms of wins per start at this point. That's how great Gordon was. But at some point, Johnson is going to overtake him. It's just shocking. It's shocking. But Jimmy Johnson wins the race. Chad Knaus, new rules package. They always excel. They excelled once again and wins the race, leading 92 laps. Kevin Harvick, the second best car on the day, finishing second. Dale Earnhardt Jr. third. Joey Logano fourth. And those four drivers were the top four at the Daytona 500, and they're the top four at Atlanta. Fifth was Matt Kenseth, who has my A driver on my fantasy team. I had Dale Jr. and Matt Kenseth. And, of course, I go with Kenseth, the worst of the two options. Even though they were both in the top five, still basically pointing out that I, don't have it.
Well, I had Harvick and somebody else, and I went with the somebody else.
And then there's the money man trying to take advantage of a situation.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, he wants me and whatever. We'll get into it later.
He wants a side wager.
Side wagers. This guy wants to wager. He said $100.
Actually, I think he said $150.
Maron. Martin Truex Jr. was sixth. That's a great run for those guys. What's up with the 78 team? A.J. Allmendinger, seventh. Brett Moffitt. Everyone's talking about Brett Moffitt.
Little Miss Moffitt?
Sat on a Toffitt.
Riding the 55 car?
Great run for the kid. Going to run some more races. And people are desperate. They love the new, fresh, exciting young face. And maybe it is Brett Moffitt.
No, he's gone. Bye, bye, bye. Well, Brian Vickers is in.
Yeah, but they're going to get there. He's got to ride for three more races. Brad Keselowski was ninth. Ryan Newman, 10th. Eric Almirola, 11th. Carl Edwards, 12th. Paul Menard, 13th. Casey Kane, 14th. KFK. Casey Mears, 15th. Danica, 16th. What about it? Danica. That run by Danica. Pretty solid. They were talking about her on the broadcast. Danica, like, well, this, she's really, they were kind of shocked.
She's really not terrible.
Well, these are the drivers that are staring at Danica's rear end. Regan Smith in the 41, staring at her teammates, staring at Danica's rear end. So, the equipment battle, they are the same. And they finish the same. And who's got more stock car racing experience? Him. Just one race. But anyway, I consider myself a Danica supporter slash apologist. 18th, David Reagan. 19th, Trevor Bain. 20th, Justin Allgaier. 21st, Sam Hornish Jr. That reminds me. There was a stat that I failed to give last week on the show that I tweeted out and sent it out on all our social media. And in the wake of the Daytona 500, I did not talk about it. I will, if I remember, on this show. Help me with that, Giovanni. Sam Hornish Jr., 21st. David Gilliland, 22nd. Alex Bowman, 23rd. 24th, Clint Boyer, 25th. Greg Biffle, 26th. Kyle Larson, I picked him as my dark horse racer. Didn't work out. Michael McDowell, 27th. These guys are all staring at Danica's rear end. Do you know that? Brendan Gaughan, 28th. 29th, Michael Annette. Tony Stewart, Danica's owner, staring at a rear end. Checking it out, 30th. Had a nightmare day. What's up with that? TS.
Well, we're going to find out what's going on with TS. Maybe he's too slow.
You got to know when
too
to pick
old.
Him. Yeah. Washed up was the word that Bob Smith used last week. Washed up. Tony Stewart, washed up.
Well, he's the one that said he wasn't, and he picked him.
Well, someone in their office says that he's all
right,
washed
yeah.
up.
But Bob picked Tony to win.
Yeah. 30.
Saying that he wasn't washed up.
Mike Bliss, Josh Wise, Joe Nemechek, J.J. Yaley, Jeb Burton, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., a.k.a. the boyfriend. Cole Witt, Denny Hamlin. Denny just lost it. Yeah, looks like something going wrong with that car. Maybe he cut a tire, or perhaps somebody in the grandstands is a Jedi Knight and used the Force to spin him out. Or maybe he just lost it. That could be too. Austin Dillon, 39th. Jamie McMurray, 40th. 41st, Jeff Gordon. Where is the exposed concrete? There it is, way up there.
Wherever Jeff Gordon wrecks, that's where it is.
Yep. Ron Hornaday Jr. and Landon Castle. My morbid mind, I cannot help but think horrific thoughts. We all lived through one horrific tragedy once. Multiple times, actually. But the caliber of Earnhardt was nightmarish. Can you allow yourself to explore the what might have been if something really horrible had happened with Jeff Gordon hitting that concrete? Now, I know a lot of you people might be saying, no, I don't want to. Well, maybe you should. You know, every day you put on your seatbelt, that's really the reason you do it. So let's just take a second to explore that darkness. What would we be doing right now? Would we be getting ready for Vegas? Would the sport have just gone on to the next race like they did back in 2001?
Wow, it's hard to tell. With the way social media works today, I would say that the sport would be all over social media and all over mainstream news.
Especially
having to defend themselves, especially after the week before, they just crushed Kyle Busch's legs with a hammer. Like if they were in misery.
This is something to consider, and no one wants to. In fact, watching various programs, which we watch every week, they no discussion even of it. Well, we don't want to talk about that because that's a negative thing, and we really don't want to promote that negative thing because it is it's negative. But someone has to talk about it, and we've all thought about it, and we did the thought exercise. Everyone individually. We don't need to explore right here on the show. Just think individually. What would the sport be like right now if that concrete wall, et cetera, and so on? Do it in your own time. I have to say, I really don't think they would be going on to Vegas. I think that it would be a big, big deal, the likes of which we cannot understand. Just me. And there you have it, the results from Atlanta. What was the name of the race?
The ATL. The Folds of Honor?
Folds of Honor. That's right. And I got my results up on ESPN here, and they do not show the
Folds of
the
Honor Quick Trip 500 is what it is.
I've been requested.
Look, I'm not going to say that I sent you a much better official results list that clearly you're not using if you're still going by the ESPN.
No, I go to ESPN. I'm scrolling, but I have this thing that you sent me, and it's good. The NASCAR Integrated Marketing Communications.
That's it.
I have that, but it doesn't have the results. Look at
well,
this.
There's one
Camden
for the
World
previous
Truck
race,
Series.
And there's one for the next race.
Look at this. Fond Vegas memories for Roush Fenway Racing.
Wow.
The inaugural NASCAR Series.
Well, that's
Cup
the one
Series
from
race.
Vegas. You didn't get the
nearly
one
unprecedented.
From Atlanta.
Five of a kind.
This I guess it's irrelevant.
This is where you break out all the gambling analogies. All right, folks. We've got a lot. We're going to open
analysis.
The phones. Analogies.
Okay.
To gambling. Five of a kind.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the analysis that we use, like the whiteboard.
No.
The info.
Not this time. But sometimes. So we're going to open the phones and do our thing. Yes. You're a little out of sorts today. Got some issues going on the home front.
Yeah, I get a lot of magazines at home.
Listen, magazines. So here's the deal, folks. Here on WFO Radio, we're always bringing on great, new, fresh, exciting sponsors. And we have got one that the WFO Radio audience, I think, is going to be very helpful for those of the people in the audience. We're all over the place. You want to drive a dragster? That's great. If you want some great coffee, that's great. But what about if you own your own business or race team or need business or legal advice you can count on? What about that? Hey, racers and race fans, the first thing you need to know is that I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera PA. That's most important. I'm not an attorney. But you do know that a lot goes into every successful racing-related business. Engineers, mechanics, PR reps, marketing experts, and of course, sponsor and advertiser relationships. Well, when it comes to building these relationships, sound legal advice may help you avoid mistakes. Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times that may help you avoid these mistakes. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO Radio listeners can receive a 30-day free, that's right, free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. All you got to do is go to WFOradio.com. Well, I do that already. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad. It says free legal advice fast is what it says. It's got a checkered flag. Click it. And WFO Radio listeners will receive a free 30-day membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. Well, here's what they can assist with. Converting hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses. How to buy or sell a business. What are legitimate business expenses for tax purposes? Tips on leasing a business location, whether for retail, office, warehouse, or industrial. Think about it. Leasing versus buying options for real estate, vehicles, and equipment. IRS examinations, audits, liens, levies, deficiencies, settlements, tax disputes, assistance with trademarks and copyrights, creation of business entities, draftings of contracts and legal documents, etc. Go to WFOradio.com. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner. It says fast legal advice. Enter your email address and your information, and that's it. Receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. Knowledge is power, and knowing that Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club is just one phone call away, like, hey, I got an issue, may give you the confidence to succeed during the day and rest well at night. We'll be back after this, right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Joe Costello here to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. The summer is over. Winter is coming. Make sure you can wake up every day in the cold winter with a cup of Rodax coffee by going to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give him a call. Marvin Rodak, a big WFO radio listener, NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas, 817-924-6821. They have got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom special blends like WFO Radio Blend or Bang the Blower. It's what everybody's talking about. Get some for yourself. All specialty grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. They're all roasted fresh per order. And there are limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee available. They've got exotics like Sumatra Kopi Luwak, Panama Geisha, Australia, the Hawaii Kona coffee. They've got it all. Get on the phone, 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at C-Max Dragway. It's four wide and double the power. Nationals are going to rock your world. See Sean Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Forrest blister the C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS. Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
WFO radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
Welcome back to WFO Radio. The whole iHeartRadio thing, you know, I was contacted by Rob at Race Day Nation, says, look, we're putting together this app, and it's going to be on iHeartRadio, and do you want to be involved? And I felt like, why not, right? We get together with a bunch of racing-related programming, and people check it out. Now, of course, I also imagine that there are a lot of people that will continue to check out all our archives. I mean, they don't have everything. Like, for instance, today the NHRA press conference is up in the short clip section. Yesterday, on Monday, Giovanni Miami puts up the NASCAR winners press conference. That's 2 weeks in a row, Giovanni. That's
interesting. Yeah, just trying to do my part, man.
Yeah. And I feel like it's interesting to people. It gives them something to listen to. That's what we're doing. Giving people something to listen to throughout their day that they're working. Now, I before I forget, because inevitably I will, I just want to make this point. First of all, I've opened the phones. The phone lines are open. And I know we got to have the same 15 chronic callers every week, but that's fine. Given the fact that these people are waiting, you get the WFO app and you stare at it. You got it. You're looking at it. And then all of a sudden, a push notification comes, says the phones are open. And then you call. And in the app, you can go to the contact section or you can go to the website and find the little button that says call and just press it. And all of a sudden you're calling. Did you know that?
You know, I think I might have heard it in casual conversation in the past, but yeah. Clearly when you said it right now, I kind of went, oh, wow, I didn't realize you could do that.
And sometimes it works just like a voicemail anytime, day or night, unless the phones are open, in which case they are open now, and maybe someone will call, or maybe they won't. Our show is time shifted, and so you never know.
Because you never know.
But if you do want to express some sort of opinion, we are capable of taking that at any time. 4 a.m., you could be in Borneo. And decide you want to express a NASCAR opinion. I can't believe that there's concrete exposed to some tracks. And you can call the wide open line and get that in. And we will play it on the show, chances are. Now, here's what my prescription is for the safer barriers. And then I will get to the thing that I am most certainly going to forget. To me, we're in a crisis. Before the break, I asked you to explore some dark thoughts. You probably did. And now you have your opinion. Yeah, that'd be bad. We can all agree. I really feel like this is a crisis. This is a crisis situation. Like, what do you do with a crisis situation? I think you have to take what I would deem extreme action. Now, everyone's idea of extreme action is totally different. We could apply it to real-world political situations and make everybody feel really, really scared. Or we could apply it to a racing situation, or we could just use our judgment, which I'm hoping we can do. Just use our judgment. You look at the schedule. Like, where is the NASCAR schedule? I'm going to go back out to my ESPN.com and break out the schedule as best as I can. You know what? I don't have the schedule here. Where's the schedule? There it is. I found it. And I think that rules makers should do exactly what I'm doing and look at the schedule and say, all right, this weekend we're going to Las Vegas. Is it too late to stop the race and put safer barriers everywhere at Las Vegas? Yes, it's too late. It's too late. Okay, well, what about Phoenix? Phoenix is Sunday, March 15th, the same weekend as the Gator Nationals, when WFO Radio is going to be broadcasting from Gainesville at the Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals. 2 weeks from now, is it too late to cover every concrete barrier at Phoenix? Probably. Probably. It's probably. But what about 3 weeks from now at California? Now I kind of feel like we're getting into the wheelhouse here. Getting the safer barriers made, who makes them, get them going. Of course, it's going to cost a bit of a premium, but then again, it's a crisis situation. Martinsville, Texas. Okay. By Martinsville and Texas. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say the next three races, Vegas, Phoenix, California, it is not possible to cover every square inch of concrete on those tracks. Can't do it. But Martinsville and Texas and Bristol, Bristol's probably already done. It's a tiny track, so is Martinsville. I don't know what Texas's situation is, how much percentage of their walls they have covered. I don't know. But I think that gives enough time. WFO Radio, who's out there?
This is Brian in Louisiana.
Brian, thank you for your call. Please hold one moment while I finish a point, and then we'll bring you on. Sound good?
All right. All right.
In conclusion, the only limiting factor is money. If you go 4 weeks out, then it's money. NASCAR should give a 0% loan to every track and pay for it for every inch of concrete wall to be covered by safer barrier starting at Martinsville, Texas, or Bristol, or just beyond there, near there. Go into full-on DEFCON 1 crisis mode and get it done. Go into crisis mode. You cannot afford to injure another driver, let alone lose a driver, and this is a big enough crisis to do it. NASCAR's got the money. It might not be in the budget. This is where deficit spending is required. Sometimes you have to deficit spend, and this is the time to save the lives of your drivers and your participants and not lose them. So, a couple of tracks got to go in debt. You give them a loan over the next couple of years to pay for it. Pull it out of their cut of the broadcast rights or something. Work it out. Work it out. The money is there. You could do it. It's about choice. Do you want to do it? Well, I don't know. Do we want to do it or do we not want to do it? It's a crisis. Let's work it out. That's the WFO Radio opinion. Well, at least that's my opinion. Giovanni, do you have your own, a different independent opinion?
I definitely think that they should just do it. Money should not be an object when you consider that they have an $8 billion TV deal over the next 10 years, which amounts to about $820 million a year.
Yeah, and they're about to get $100 million for a title sponsponsorship.
I don't want to hear
they're liquid.
It's expensive to do this. It is, but is it better to just kill some drivers every now and then?
Extreme. Very extreme.
So that's it. No, man, they got to cover it. In this day and age, with the amount of money involved in this sport, there's no reason why every inch of exposed concrete shouldn't be covered.
And,
that's it. No.
And God forbid, hint to God, like that, if a driver were to have a horrible injury / and or fatality on a safer barrier, which is certainly still possible, at least at that point you can say, you did everything you could. And people will say, well, that's racing. You did everything you could. But if it's exposed concrete, they won't. The sport will come crashing down like a ton of bricks. Just like this next call. Brian in Louisiana. What's up, Brian?
You furry. I got that in my head now from, like, last week. And I can't keep on, like, you know, going on and on without calling you guys and telling you that that's hilarious. And I see fairy dust is back on top.
Well, I haven't checked the scores just yet. You know, somewhere up there, there's somebody very proud of this moment.
Right. Hey, I was listening to what you said about, and I did want to say something about the safer barriers. There's no way in 2015, like Dale Jr. said, that we can't get this done. And what if it was Dale Jr.? You know, what if he hit the wall and, you know, God forbid something happened to him, and he was seriously injured, out of it for the season, or career-ending injury, or worse. I mean, come on.
It would cost the sport
a lot of money.
It would jeopardize the future of the sport. I'm one of those people.
Right.
I believe, Brian, I really believe this. Like, I'm dancing around it a little bit because, you know, I don't like to say, like, extreme, horrible things that really put people on the back foot. But here's the deal. I don't think the sport can survive that. I don't think the sport can survive that. I think, are you saying that the next person that dies in a car crash is going to bring down the sport of NASCAR? No. I'm saying the next time that the sport is perceived to have not been proactive, resulting in the loss of a driver, yes, that will result in an outcry the likes of which we cannot stop. That's what I think. And all you got to do is borrow the money, hire the people. We're still dealing with the economy is now back. We declared that on the show 6 weeks ago. It still has not collapsed yet. We are very nervous about it every day. But people need to be put to work building safer barriers. Let's hire some people to do some cutting and welding. It's steel and foam. We'll make the foam right here in the good old U.S. of A.
They do.
We'll make the steel right here in the good old U.S. of A.
They
we'll put
do.
Some Americans to work. We'll build some safer barriers. We'll spend some money. We'll lubricate the economy, and we'll make the sport safer and better. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, drag racing, nobody expects in today's day and age anyone's going to get hurt at all. You know, I mean, back in the day of the glory days of racing in the 60s and 70s, they used to lose drivers every year, and nobody wanted to talk about it, but that was just part of the job. And every guy that got into a car knew that that might not be that might be his last day. And it's gotten so safe with all the innovations in the cars and the tracks that people don't even expect it. Like today's fan growing up wouldn't even like fathom that Jimmy Johnson or Dale Jr. or anyone would possibly get that hurt. And I think, you know, for that reason and the fact that they want to grow the sport, they want to continue to have the young people involved, and I know you've talked a lot about that lately, but, you know, that just needs to be done. I wholeheartedly agree. And look, the government is great at deficit spending. So NASCAR can certainly do some loans, like you said, and get these tracks, where they need to be.
Can you imagine, we're in the middle of World War II. And we're fighting the Nazis and the Japanese, and we're fighting them, and we're trying to get back into it. And the government says, we're out of money, sorry, we got to give up. Is that possible? No, it's not possible. At some point, you have to be willing to go in the hole under the assumption that you will dig yourself out. They already know that they have got, what'd you say, Gio, 10 years, the TV deals? They got $8 billion.
Yeah.
We got $8 billion coming in on the books. It's already signed up, guaranteed. $8 billion, not including whatever they're about to get for the new title rights, which they're looking for $1 billion. Okay? This project that we just created for them, the emergency crisis project that we just created, it's no different than if a tree, you know, comes busting through your roof. You got to fix it. You got to fix it. You put it on the credit cards. You figure out how to pay for it after the fact. Sometimes things happen like that. I know a lot of people don't like to ever do that, but sometimes it happens that way. And you just have to do it. And this is one of those times. We could solve this problem rapidly if we wanted. And I don't know why I'm saying we, because it isn't Brian and it isn't Joe or Gio. It's NASCAR. And they can choose to go as fast or as slow as they want. It's up to them.
Well, it sounded like, and we can get off of this, but it sounded like the Daytona people were really embarrassed.
Yeah, Joey was. Yes.
That's what I got out of that. Like, we're going to get this handled overnight. We're going to put the tires out there. And like you said in your little short spiel about it, it's like, they got tires all over the place. Why didn't they just put them out there in the first place? But, you know, who knows? But
Well, I know the answer. Like, I read the answer. The answer is they said that tires will cause cars to bounce back out onto the track into cars. So, you know, they have a reason, but there's always a reason. There's always a logic. There's a reason they stopped the safer barrier right in front of where Jeff Gordon hit. There was a reason. Somebody had a reason. Yeah, we're going to stop it right here. All right, what else?
It's a financial reason, and unfortunately, those financial reasons always come back to bite you when you're talking about safety. I mean, you know, companies go out of their way to train their employees to be safe, to lift things safe, to do everything they can safe because they know what happens. Somebody gets hurt, they sue. You know, this is a little different. It's racing, but it's like you said, it's going to be extremely damaging to the sport if one of the big names, or not even the big names, any of the drivers gets killed or you know, seriously injured because there's no safer barrier. Like you said, at least if there's a safer barrier, hey, you know, we did everything we could. But when you don't put it up there and you use a financial reason, that's not going to fly.
Nope.
Not going to fly for 1 minute. But anyhow, that's pretty much all I had to say. I want to talk about fantasy, but since you haven't got to that part, I'll let you guys do that. And,
you fairy.
I'll listen later on.
Well, I appreciate it, Brian, and we are going to get to the fantasy results at some point. What is your team name?
Brian in Louisiana.
You're Brian in Louisiana. We will, because you are on the phone line, we will jump ahead, and we will at very least, we will inspect your performance.
Okay, very good.
One moment, please. But since you are calling in, I'm expecting a great performance. You did not win. You're currently seventh overall, down two.
That's right. And the way I looked at it right now is if I keep on losing 25 points a week to the leader, I'll be right where I was last year. So, you know, 700 some odd points out of first. So I need to get a new strategy. I listened to the Hippie Tippy. You know, I checked Geo's charts and graphs. I listened to Bob. And I need to come up with a new plan because it's not working out. You know, I'm getting in the high 200s or you know, low 300s or 99. It's not good enough.
You
got to be
there. No, you need big points, especially at the start of the season.
Don't complain to me. I gave you the winner, man.
Yeah, he did. He did give you the winner. That's true.
That's true.
That's right. All right, Brian, before you go, one more thing. Brian?
Yes, I'm here.
You fairy.
WFO.
You fairy.
Thanks for your call. Brian in Louisiana. That was cool. Wow, he broke the, we got a new one. That's always exciting. Look, it's a morbid conversation.
Brian in the bayou.
Down in the bayou. Maybe he knows Bobby Graham. Bobby Graham, who is in the Fantasy League, which we will get into. We might as well get into it right now, except you're letting me forget my Big Danica stat.
No, look here, Joe, there's something you wanted to talk about, a stat Joe forgot.
Look, I built it up to be this giant thing now. It's just almost too big. The, WFO Insider, our great friend Phil D., tweeted at me or texted at me a stat that I just had to immediately put out there on the air. And I put it, I quoted it or called it the end of the Danica argument in one graphic. Okay? And then after putting it out and basically, in many ways, putting it in the face of everybody, like, hey, you know, I've been supporting Danica all this time and you suckers have been against her. Well, here's this. And then I don't even bother to talk about it on the program, which is, that's just bad politics right there. It's a bad way to handle the program. But I have it now. And I just want to, obviously, I'm looking at it, seeing all the great posts on the WFO Radio Facebook page and trying to get, there's my post office, and it's just tremendous. They painted the post office the other day, Giovanni in Miami. I don't know if you noticed when you came in, but it looks spectacular.
The post office?
Yeah. We got new
blue. No, I didn't even notice.
Red, white, and blue paint. It's just tremendous. It makes me want to.
Are you kidding me? It's painted like a flag and I didn't see that?
Stunning. Shocking.
I might have to go out there on the break just to go look. I can't believe that.
Yeah, you definitely should. It's great. It's great. I feel happy about it. I'm very happy to finance it with .00.
Is it really painted like a flag?
Kind of not really. The proportions aren't the same, but the colors are. It's red, white, and blue. There's more white than there is, and there's more blue than there is red. Here it is. Danica debate over in one graphic. Overnight ratings for the Daytona 500, dating back to 2009, when Matt Kenseth won the race and it was a rain shortened race. The ratings, overnight ratings, for that race that Kenseth won, it was a rain shortened race, was an 8.0. And then in 2010, Jamie McMurray, remember there were the pothole delays? Got a 7.0. And then in 2011, the next year after Jamie McMurray and the pothole delays, and the previous year Matt Kenseth with the rain shortened due to rain race, Trevor Bayne won, and the overnight ratings were an 8.2. The next year, Kenseth won again. It was 2012. It was also postponed to Monday because of rain. Kenseth winning all these crazy races, by the way, which is fine for me since I beat him in a go-kart race toe-to-toe.
I think that might have been the year that Juan Pablo blew up the...
Perhaps. 2012. Tracking. The overnight rating was a 7.7. So you're noticing a trend. 8, 7, 8, 2, 7, 7, which brings us to 2013. Jimmy Johnson won the race in 2013. But the key factor was that Danica Patrick was in contention the whole race, running fourth the whole race.
Was she on the pole?
She was on the pole. She was running in the top five or top ten for the most of the race, and I believe she finished eighth. Danica was in contention. The overnight rating of the 2013 race, Danica's in it, 10. The year after, Dale Jr. wins, the biggest star in the sport. There was rain delays, of course, and the Olympics, 5-6.
Oh, but that wasn't just that. That was that race that they ran like 6 hours later.
Yes.
It was the whole day. That one was a nightmare.
Rain delays and up against the Olympics at the same time. 5-6. This past year, Joey Logano, 7-3. So you had an 8, a 7, an 8-2, a 7-7, a 5-6, and a 7-3. With Danica in contention, you had a 10. Right there, that makes everything this girl does worthwhile. She basically, her being in the mix in the Great American Race in 2013 increased your overnight rating 3 full points. There is nothing that you can do. 3 full points. The entire ratings number of the IndyCar series and the NHRA combined. And some other stuff.
She's the Tiger Woods of NASCAR.
More ratings than the entire Street Outlaws show. Just because Danica was in contention, according to this graphic. Now, maybe there's some other stuff and calculations we could get into, but I just got a group of numbers here. I'm looking at the numbers as a group, and one of them is the highest. Which one is that? The one that Danica was in contention the whole race? Running up front, Danica Patrick, first big race.
That's pretty big.
How do you defeat that? How do you defeat that? You can't. You don't. I know there's a lot of our listeners who I love and greatly appreciate them listening to the show for many, many years who just vile hatred of Danica Patrick. Can't stand her. She's not doing the good things out there. She's, yes, she is. She's bringing in a lot of attention to every other sponsor that's not even hers. She is accomplishing something that no one else out there has the ability to accomplish. According to this graph, 3 full ratings points.
That's huge. That's, like I said, Tiger Woods-like.
Yeah. Simple as that. So, you know, it is what it is, and we all do what we do and think what we think, but it is what it is. How are we looking on where we're at here, man? Where are we at? We are cruising through. We're going to take a quick break, come back with fantasy results, and then cover some ground. Fernando Alonso is going to miss the Australian Grand Prix.
It's been all downhill for Fernando.
Yeah. Yeah, human nature is really rough. It really is a rough thing, human nature.
Might be over for him.
Well, it's just that human nature is like making me think all these horrible thoughts that I don't want to think. This is 2 segments in a row, then we're ending off on a buzzkill subject. 2 segments in a row.
Whoa, man.
Buzzkill.
It's a big stretch from where you're going to.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't have enough time in this portion of the show to explain.
Yeah, why don't you just tell me about one of our great sponsors?
Rodak Coffee and Grills.com, Marvin Rodak. You know, Marvin, on Memorial Day weekend, the Cooking Channel, any of you folks out there get the Cooking Channel? The Cooking Channel has gone and set up and shot various segments at Rodak Coffee and Grills.com. And Marvin Rodak is going to be on television. I'm on TV! And so you all who have the Cooking Channel, we're of course going to let you know when to go and check out the program, are going to be able to see up close and personal what's going on at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. But in the meantime, why don't you just get some coffee so you can brew some coffee while you're watching Marvin on the Cooking Channel? How cool will that be?
Wow.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
Do we get the Cooking Channel on Direct?
I get the Food Network. I don't know if I get the Cooking Channel.
No, it's not the Food Network. It's the Cooking Channel. Look it up. Because if we do, we're going to have a WFO Rodax watch party where we grill up some steaks and put on the 826 spice rub on there with lots of salt and lots of pepper and have ourselves some WFO Radio Blend coffee or Bang the Blower or maybe even some Kopi Luwak and watch Marvin on the Cooking Channel. Let us know if you have the Cookie Channel, please. But he's got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, and they represent the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the planet, like the universe. And all the coffee is roasted fresh per order.
That scared me, man.
Why are you afraid?
I wasn't expecting it, all right?
WFO Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob Smith here.
Hey, everybody, it's Bob Smith calling in. Wow, how exciting.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, we're super excited, Bob. We're getting ready for a little racing action NASCAR out there in Vegas, and as far as I understand, you are also in Vegas.
Really? They're
Vegas,
coming to Vegas
baby,
this week?
Vegas!
That's what I hear.
Who knew?
Who knew? Are you going to be joining us live on the pick segment today?
I was hoping to.
Well, you are. All right, you're on. We're really liking this. We're actually getting a lot of feedback from the listeners. They enjoy Bob Smith live much better than they enjoy Bob Smith pre-recorded.
It's hard to interact when you're trying to bring up points that you want to bring up, you know, when you're trying to record the message. So I like live better also.
Yeah, well, good. So get your device, and I will signal you. I'll give you the bat signal when it's time to call for the pick segment, and we'll knock it out of the park. Two in a row. We're going for three in a row. The perfect season is still alive.
Still alive. All right, I'll talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Not long from now. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. WFO. There he goes, Bob Smith. How cool was that?
Super cool.
Yeah, I love Bob Smith doing the live thing. Phones are open, man. It's just all happening. Now, we were talking about the limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee that you can get at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Exotics like the Sumatra Kopi Luwak and the Panama Geisha and all of these things. But the fact is, it all comes down to this, folks. If you're a loyal WFO radio listener and you want to support the show.
232.
Really?
DirecTV channel 232.
This is very good job by you, Giovanni.
Perfect timing, I would say, in the middle of his spot.
This is not a Geo tool. This is right now. We want it. 232, so I have the Cooking Channel.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to be able to have a Marvin watch party.
A watch party.
And it's Memorial Day weekend. Stand by. I know this commercial's getting long, folks, but we really want you to enjoy Rodax Coffee. And more importantly, it's all of our sponsors. They're the ones that make this show possible. Do you have any idea that this show would not be possible? Me and Giovanni, we'd be working in the lumberyard.
Probably not the lumberyard, but we definitely wouldn't be sitting around here.
Not the lumberyard?
No, not for me.
The Cooking Channel show will air Memorial Day weekend. When they set a time slot, he'll update us. 2 days of being part of the filming experience was really incredible.
You can watch online, watch on TV, watch on demand, DirecTV. I'm sure you're... whatever your provider is, has this channel for you too.
And the thing about Rodax that you folks don't know and can't know is because Chef Shannon is doing a barbecue competition with a local barbecue chain, et cetera, and so on. It took almost 5 hours. This is very exciting. It's very exciting for Rodax, and you folks want to get in on the mix. Get yourself some Kopi Luwak processed by the Kvat, whatever you want to do. He's also got a 37 Buick out in front of his shop. Like, it's kind of a cool place where they're doing business, but it's also like a set. Now, what does this mean for all you folks? Wherever you are around the world, if you love WFO, get yourself some coffee. Give Marvin a call, and number one, you'll be happy because the coffee is great. That's number one. And number two, you'll be supporting the show. It's like win-win-win. 817-924-6821. Got a website. He's a dealer for Primo Grills, Coffee Wood, all kinds of great stuff. If you're a foodie, look at the recipes. Just tremendous. You know, we're going to have to make a specific. We're going to have to do like a WFO burger or something. Know what I mean? It's time to expand. Really is. We're experiencing a growth spurt as it is. Do you know why we're experiencing such a growth spurt? Do you know why?
Because of the great coffee from Rodax?
Well, not only that, it definitely fuels the brain, but our commercials are like 5 minutes long. and the audience doesn't know when the entertainment stops and the sponsorship starts. 817-924-6821. Give them a call. Hey, Marvin, I heard these guys are talking nonstop about you. The coffee must be pretty good.
And the cavat, too.
As well. Rodax, coffeeandgrills.com.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Hey, race fans. First, you need to know, I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera, PA. Spiegel & Utrera, PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO radio listeners can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. They can assist with trademarks and copyrights, converting hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses, how to buy or sell a business, contracts and legal documents, and more. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad and enter your email address and receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. And remember, knowledge is power.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at Z-Max Dragway. It's four wide and double the power. Nationals are going to rock your world. C-Chon Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Force blister the C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS. Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
All right, we are back. We are now back. How about that? We got a lot of good stuff going on here on the program. Welcome to all you new listeners. I know you've been listening for a while. Kind of interesting doing this program in that there are things that happen on this show that don't happen on any other show, and there are things that we, like, for instance, nobody turns on in the middle of this show. That's not possible to actually come on in the middle. Like a radio show, you're on the radio, you get in the car, you pop on a channel because you're bored, and it's in the middle. And that's why radio hosts every 10, 15 minutes need to say, we're back with Giovanni and Joe here on WFO Radio. We don't do that. Quarter after the hour here on WFO Radio, we don't do that. Because people are listening all around the world and whenever the hell they want. And they start from the beginning and listen to the end. And maybe they bounce around a little bit. That's what's cool about having the iHeartRadio relationship. But we were just laughing. There was a little discussion a while ago about going back to Sirius, trying to get going there again. There was talks about it. But in the end, time is not a factor with this program. The day we want to go for 2 hours or 2 minutes, we can do it. We just got to get the spots in. And I think we're doing it. It's great stuff. All right, before the break, and we're about to do our fantasy results, we've got a whole myriad of things. Phones are still open. But I feel like we filled the quota already. We explored the fact that Fernando Alonso got a concussion. He's going to miss the Australian Grand Prix. Giovanni is shaking his head. All I'm saying is that this is the downside, the negative side. Help me through it. I'm glad it didn't happen to him while he was a Ferrari driver. Okay, is that evil? What is that? You know I love the guy, but...
Like, he's not our problem anymore, right? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, woo, good riddance.
See, you're taking it an extra level. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to explore.
You truly are just like any regular old stick and ball hating fan, man.
I'm a Ferrari guy. No, I'm a Ferrari guy. And look, we went through this whole emotional thing. We had a driver that I'm going to speak for you right now, that we loved. We loved the guy. He was the guy we wanted.
Yes. Yes. Right. He came at the wrong time.
Things didn't work out, and he decided to leave.
Yeah, we don't really know all the particulars, so...
He might have been forced out because of a personality clash.
But I like to say that if you do kind of... Let's be real. Everybody, that whole regime got blown out.
Everybody got blown
out. So I think in part, when they threw out everybody that brought him there...
He said, I'm out.
Or at the very same, it was like, hey, you know, here's the hint. We don't want you here. We're getting rid of everybody and you're free to go too.
Which I think would have been a mistake, but it doesn't even matter. That doesn't matter.
That's what they did to Shumi.
None of that even matters because it's out of our control. All we know is that the driver that we loved decided, for whatever reason, to go elsewhere.
Yes.
Remember, until the very end, I thought he was going to stay with Ferrari. I thought it was all a ploy. So now he's elsewhere. McLaren Honda. And immediately sustains an injury, and the whole thing has turned into a catastrophe. He's missing races, just like you said. You never know what's going to happen with concussions, brain injuries. You just never know. And so, as a Ferrari fan, as a guy who's like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot stop the thought from entering my mind. I'd like to be a good person. I think I'm a good person. I fight off the demons. I do it. With logic and reason, the demon. Oh, negative reaction. Whoa, wait, negative reaction. Here's why that's bad. Here's what we need to do. This is how we need to think about it. And then negative reaction guy is like, oh, yeah, that is better. Better way to handle that situation. Okay. But I got to say, like, wow. We got Vettel. Vettel's the guy. Vettel and Kimi. What is that? It's dirty? My bad guy for having that thought?
No, I never thought of that, like the good riddance thought, but
I didn't say good riddance. You said good riddance.
Well, that's what
I didn't
like
say
you
that.
Saying.
I was thinking.
Just, I was reading between the lines, misinterpreting what you were saying.
Yes, misinterpreting is the word. All I'm saying is that this guy is not a Ferrari driver at the moment that he experienced a horrific injury that may endanger his future career, yada, yada, yada.
All right. Now, while concussions are very serious, and you can ask anybody that works for the NFL about this.
Yes.
Fernando is okay. And the reason he's being kept out of the car is to avoid the situation where he might get into a wreck and suffer a second concussion while still not fully healed.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going on here.
Yes.
It's not like if he's really...
I'm never in some sort of washed up kind of danger. But it is definitely going to affect a myriad of things. Missing the race, that's all.
But we've all seen, you know, watching some of the other sports, once you get that first concussion, you're much more susceptible to getting the second one, especially right away. And that's what they're trying to avoid, like another weird accident, or he just gets into an accident, and next thing you know, he can't race the rest of the year.
Clearly.
So that's it. I really don't think that he's seriously hurt or that now that he's left Ferrari, that's it. It's just been like all downhill. But I got to say, I did have that thought when I heard first of the crash and then second that now that they announced this week that he's not going to race, I was like, whoa, that's just not good. Like poor, I felt a little sympathy for Fernando.
I feel not just a little, a whole lot of sympathy for the whole situation. But... when you're a fan of a team and you've got this element in there, do you want your starting quarterback to be the one that blows his Achilles? No. And right now, going into 2015, the Ferrari team has got two healthy drivers that are going out there and doing their thing at the moment, which could all change. This is auto racing. It could all change. Speaking of yada, 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 my RIP VIP app that a long time ago I told all you folks that you should get it because a friend of mine designed it and you could keep track of everybody that passes away. Very weird. Has just informed me that Seinfeld actor has passed away.
Okay, but you didn't give us the important news.
No, well,
I mean, it's not Jerry, obviously. He was on tour here just over the weekend.
Yeah, he was down here. He was 7 minutes from the house where Anna Nicole passed away. Yeah.
Oh, was it the Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was at the beach.
Nope. I left out the name of the person so everyone could explore in their mind who they think it might be. It is Daniel Von Bargen.
Is that the soup Nazi?
No, nobody knows who it is. He played Kruger.
Oh, what do you mean? Nobody knows who Kruger.
Kruger.
Kruger. Yeah, everybody knows who Kruger is.
Thank goodness
he's
for this app.
He's the one that gave George the funny nicknames and T-Bone. And
I do.
All right.
I do. I don't remember every episode, but I remember a lot of them. Well, he's no longer with us.
He passed.
Yep.
That's what happens to us all.
But thank goodness for my RIP VIP app.
What, we wouldn't have known if it wasn't for that?
Not instantly.
Well, I guess not. You know?
The best part about it is this, as the bell tolls, you know, there's a bong whenever it happens to signal you that someone has passed. This is kind of a morbid show. I don't know what the iHeartRadio people are thinking about it. Probably.
Getting rid of us.
They were gone 5 minutes in. I told him it was different. I told him this is not what you're expecting. You know, listening to the other guys talk about Wedge. Let's get into the fantasy results, shall we?
Absolutely.
Week two of the WFO Radio Fantasy League as the WFO Fantasy Trophy looms over my left shoulder in our recently renovated studio. What do you think about that, Giovanni? That's, oh, wow. See, I don't think death when I think of that. I think about Angus and AC/DC rocking out. That's what I think. You know what else I think about when I hear this? This is just rapid fire. You're getting into Joe's brain. I think of Maximum Overdrive. I don't know why. I think of the Big Scary Mask.
He did the soundtrack for that.
Right, the Who Made Who soundtrack. Yeah. I remember that, man. What was cooler than these big trucks with the big giant mask? The Goblin.
That was such a great movie.
I think it was. But you know, we're the only ones on the planet.
That saw it and liked it?
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody else hated it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
A lot of people did. It was panned. Emilio Estevez was in it. And the girl who plays Lisa Simpson was in it.
I thought Mila Kunis played. Oh, no, she plays.
Mila Kunis wasn't
plays
born.
Family Guy. Sorry.
Yeah.
I guess she did a cartoon voiceover.
What was the guy's name? Her poor husband? Man, she was up his. It was horrible. Yelling at him. Ready? Rah! I would have fed her to the trucks. I would have brought her right out there. And, of course, it was the Deep South, like Boss Hog truck stop. And the guy who was he was out there in the ditch. Oh, man. Going to have to check out Maximum Overdrive. Here is the – I know we're going to get some pro Maximum Overdrive feedback now. I can't wait. We should start a Facebook conversation. The weekly winner in the WFO Radio Fantasy League is South Dakota Alicia. 317 points to the top of the league.
Rocketing to the top.
Followed by Aviator Racing, 314. Did I ever tell you about my interaction with Aviator Racing?
No.
You know, Aviator Racing has been with us for a long, long time in the fantasy.
Yeah, he flies our plane.
He reached out and asked for the information. And I don't know why, but I always pictured Aviator Racing to be like young people, like kids with their family around the dinner table all talking about the fantasy league.
Yeah, I remember the dad and the
dad and the kids. That is not even remotely close to what Aviator Racing. Aviator is like an adult. He's older than me, but he's got his dad back in, and he finished 314 second. Northwest Nitro Fanatics with 313 third. Aussie Battler is fourth. Rumblers are fifth, tied with the Tennessee Money Man, who's out there like talking smack about money. I want to put $250 on the table, Giovanni. Joe Rich, and I was like, they call you the Money Man for a reason. He's like, well, we could change the stakes. But anyway, the Money Man wants to do a separate bet. Oh, do we want to do that? Like some sort of side bet? Steak dinner? Something. I'm entertaining the possibility. I know he wants to sweeten the pot. Everybody else is doing it. They're chopping off fingers and whatnot. I'm open to it. I've been wanting to, I didn't bring it up on the text. I want to bring it up on the show. No Heartbeat Racing, Lady Oz, 48 Never Stop Improving, and Curling Kid rounding out the top 10. Way to go, Curling Kid. Most points was South Dakota Alicia. The biggest gainer was Aviator, up 49 positions. And the biggest loser, Eastern Competition. The overall leader. This is it. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. This is what we're talking about. When push comes to shove, at the end of it all, the overall leader is...
You Fairy.
Fairy Dust.
He really wants to get rid of that name again.
And yet, based on what happened last year...
You Fairy.
There is no comfort. He is not going to feel secure until it is locked up.
You Fairy.
To the end of the season.
He should not. He blew it last year on the last week.
Allocations. Can you cut out, can you give us, Geo Tool, the average of...
You Fairy.
And Pink Powder Puff Racing last four races. Basically, there's only one. If he could drop the one bad race, he would have been the champ. It's tough. And you never know what the story is going to be.
You idiot.
And there it is.
No.
The Northwest Nitro Fanatics. Was that you? Okay. I'm going to reveal that every once in a while. We've got to roll it out slow, man. Roll it out slow.
Well, I was answering your question if you wanted me to find...
It was very powerful. Larry is really loud. The Northwest Nitro Fanatics were second. The Aussie... Way to go, Craig. The Aussie Battler third. Now, do you think this is the Aussie Battler? Here is the mail. Look at this, Gio. We received a card.
Oh, Boxing Day.
From the... From someone from Australia. I think it might be the Aussie Battler. I love Boxing Day. And look. Look at this. Oh, it's not the Aussie Battler. Someone else.
Oh, so there's more. Wow, we have more than one fan in Australia.
Yeah. I'll get to it back when I read the next score. Goodyear Racing, Justin Clapper, fourth. Up in Smoke, fifth. South Dakota, Alicia, sixth. Brian in Louisiana, who we just heard from, seventh. Edgar Mellencamp Racing, eighth. The Rumblers, ninth. And Lowe's Chincones. Way to go, Lowe. Tenth. Mr. Where Did He Come From, 11th. Big Mike, 12th. Smothered and Covered, tied with 12th. And this is where I'm going to go into random picking of names now that we have 100 names and not just like 80. Lady Oz was 14th, and Barbecue Bob was 18th, and the Mominator was 19th, and the Tennessee Money Man was 22nd. Miller Man 2, Brian, was 29th. Curling Kid was 31st. Hooper, 33rd. Rich and Saugus, 35th. And Miss Little Low, 36th. WFO Joe is one position behind Miss Little Low, 1 point behind Miss Little Low, who actually sent me an angry email last week.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I did.
It's kind of interesting because we have several young people in our audience now. We have a below PG audience. I guess PG, just parental guidance, suggested. And Miss Little Low is out there. And, of course, I talked a little smack. I welcomed her to the league like, hey, you know, it's tough. This is not easy. This is going to test you. This is going to help you grow up into a confident person who can take on any possible task. Because if you can deal with us, you can deal with anything. And so, incidentally, I am 1 point behind Miss Little Low. So, but I'm ahead of Mike English and the Dirty Hippies, who have plummeted like catastrophe, down 18 positions. Kramer Power, 44th. 46th, Miss Dirty Hippies. Federal Racing, down 19. 53rd. Geo Racing up 18 to 57th.
Wow. Making a move.
Pathetico.
What do you mean? Up 18.
You're still 57th.
I had a bad week.
Bulls
Daytona.
Wool, 60th. And that gets me to think. Bulls Wool is our friend down in Australia. He's not the Aussie Battler. He's Bulls Wool. And he sends us. We're always offering to send people free stickers. P.O. Box 848353, Pembroke Pines, Florida. 33084 WFO Radio Costello Media. Free stickers with a self-addressed stamp envelope. So I went to the P.O. box and I put in the key and I turned the key and I always close my eyes wondering, like, what's going to be in there?
What's door number one?
It's like a game show.
A new car?
It could be anything. And in this case, there were two envelopes. I was very excited. This one that came from who knows where, right here, which I turned it around already rapidly. I should have written it down. But thank you, sir, whoever you are. You should have your sticker soon. And this one, which was not a self-addressed stamp envelope, it was just a gift for us. And it says, Don't work too hard this season. Merry Christmas, Joe and Gio, and all the staff who make WFO the best radio show on the net. Keep it up. Love your work. Phil Bulls Wool. Look at that.
Whoa, way to go, Phil.
Yeah.
Phil Connors?
Phil Connor? Yeah. But even better, he sent us stickers.
Wow, those are cool.
They are cool. It says kangaroos for the next 25 miles.
No, it doesn't.
Kilometers.
Yeah.
Sorry, metric. And there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stickers.
Wow, can I have mine, please?
Yes. I'm gonna dole them out.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
right next to you. Just hand one to me right now.
Well, they're going to be given out based on performance.
No, I get one. He said the WFO staff.
Let me
read
this.
Me. I'm the only
he
real staff here.
He doesn't say anything
here.
About
yeah,
doling out the stickers. He says for me to dole out the stickers based on your performance. And right now you get half a sticker. We'll see.
I want the whole thing.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Rich in Saugus, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear what the end of this conversation I just picked up on.
Well, I could tell you, or you could just be in suspense.
Oh, no, I'll take the suspense, and, you know, because it's good for me.
It's not that big
and,
a deal.
Okay. So, first I want to gloat. Ha-ha, I'm the winner.
Yeah, the Twitter Kumite. You know, last week we did not get a chance to get Rich and Saugus on, but you were victorious in the first ever WFO Twitter Kumite. How does it feel?
It feels awesome. I cannot tell you how awesome it feels.
To see your enemies drawn before you and hear the lamentations of the women.
Funny you should mention that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I was going to use that very same thing.
The lamentations of the women or the seeing the... You know, it's from Conan, so...
Yeah. To see your opponent crush before you, yeah.
Well, that's why Rich and Saugus loves the show. If he picks up on the Conan reference immediately, well, then it's clear why people love the show. Now, Rich, all joking aside, you did go toe-to-toe with Los Chincones. You started off with 122 Twitter followers. You ended up with 1,476. That is very, very impressive. How much of your personal time and effort did you devote to this victory?
Every minute. What do you mean?
No, I want to know. Like, was it really hard? Was it a pain in his neck? Was it not worth it? Should we never do it again?
No, I would do it again. But, you know, part of it is quality versus quantity. I will totally tell you, I don't know that I had as many quality followers that I wanted to get, and that's the part I'm working on now.
You're dumping them.
Oh, yeah.
You're purging the list.
It's a bloodbath.
Oh, my gosh. The followers are just being eradicated. That's fine.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it starts with, you know, if I can't understand what you're writing, yeah, you're gone.
Yeah, I saw
although
you.
There is some guy who's writing his stuff in Arabic who's retweeting, you know, WFO tweets. So, I mean...
No, I saw that.
I'm gonna keep him because, hey, if he's in, whatever.
As far as we know, I mean, we can't read what the language is. I saw those tweets. They're in Arabic. There's an Arabic keyboard. Maybe the guy loves racing. Maybe he loves drag racing. Maybe he's out there right now listening. And he's like, I'm the guy retweeting.
So he gets to stay.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah, I tried to, you know, use the whole translate deal. It doesn't translate very well.
That's a tough one.
The way it's broken up and just makes no sense. So.
I would love to know, though. I'm one of those people. I'm very open-minded to other cultures, and if they like racing and that kind of stuff and are interested in our nonsense, well, then I'm cool with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you receive your grand prize? Did you receive it?
Yes, sir, I did, and it was awesome. It is awesome.
The black WFO radio T-shirt?
Yep. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to wear it Saturday when I go to the March meet.
You're going to the March meet. Wow, that's cool.
Yep. My wife's cousin has a Nostalgia Dragster. Right? I think he's Nostalgia Eliminator 2. I think that's his category.
Okay.
So he's there, right? He's there testing today and qualifying to tomorrow. I don't know their exact schedule, but yeah. So we're going to go out there and watch some stuff.
Very cool. Bang Shift is going to be streaming it. I'm going to check it out. Mike English is going to be calling the action. And, that's one where I couldn't be farther away from it, geographically, really. And I need to go. I want to see it. I want to experience it while the nostalgia scene is still hot before it dies down.
you know, it's only an hour and a half from my house. So, you know, if you needed a place to stay.
A place to crash? Could I be in the Tommy Noodles honorary guest room?
Yeah, actually, we could help you out there. But yeah, that very spot.
Oh, then definitely not.
Oh.
That's a joke. It's a joke. I love Tommy. What about the hat pastrami sandwich? Is that...
That's the other thing. We could do that. Oh, my God.
I love that idea. Now, getting out there is the challenge. All right, let's get into some important stuff. Obviously, you were the Twitter Kumite winner. That will last forever. But Los Chingones was a valiant opponent, worthy opponent. It was a great battle. But what we need now is two new Twitter Kumite contestants. So what needs to happen is we need people who are of similar Twitter followers, preferably relatively low, and who are willing to go through this for 1 week. We're going to change the timing to 1 week. Does that make sense, Rich?
Yes.
1 week is enough, right? And if it's only gain 200 or 80 or 30 or whatever it is, that's enough.
Yeah, because, you know, I remember at first... Both me and Lo started really slow, and I think we were trying more for that quality aspect of it, trying to find...
Wait a second. I need you to hold on. I need you to just be silent.
Okay.
Do you hear that? Is that Miller Man 2 Brian in the background? I hear it, man. I hear the tapping.
I hear it, too.
I hear the tapping. Are you over at Miller Man 2 Brian's house? Are you guys together?
No.
Somewhere in Tennessee?
No.
All right, continue. All right.
We're making stuff to, you know, help kill people with.
Okay, good.
That's a really bad way to say that.
Yeah, no, keep us safe.
We're making things to help defend our country.
There
How
you go.
That?
There you go. Let's keep that a top secret thing, by the way, incidentally. Classified. So anyway, the long and short of it is it lasted too long, and the next one should be shorter.
You know what? It was a lot of pressure it being that long. I think that was maybe a week shorter. Wouldn't have been bad.
2 weeks and not 1 week. 2 weeks to get going. Like 1 week to figure it out and 1 week to... But now...
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, 3 weeks. You guys went for more than 3 weeks. It was long.
I think it was, like
was long.
Half, like that. Yeah.
It was brutal what we put you through. I said... I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. I hope the WFO radio audience is listening and laughing and all the iHeart people are wondering, like, what up? But it's funny watching other people go through horrific tortures. And I was watching the tweets and I could tell you guys were trying your tails off. And you both got over 1,000. And, you know, for the good of WFO, obviously. But I appreciate you going through the hassle.
Oh, no problem, man. You know, Tina Stoll had mentioned something about... You know, somebody was going to figure out something and do the big explosion. I found out the big explosion.
What was it? What was the secret? Share it with us.
You know, there's those retweets for more followers kind of thing. And you're adding people who then retweet. I only retweeted that bit once. But then I added people who had retweeted it. And they're, you know, adding you left and right. They don't really care. They're just looking for numbers.
Okay. All right, red flags are going up. Everyone is up. Look at that. We got a phone is ringing. Lo is calling in. He's demanding a recount. No, I'm kidding. Look, Twitter is it's a shark-infested water. We had Tina on the NHRA Nitro show this week again to do part two of Twitter how-to because, you know, I'm on there all the time. And my timeline is full. We have 4,000 followers on WFO Radio, which I'm very proud of. I have 2,000 followers as an individual, and I can barely see any of the people I actually want to follow because I'm just inundated by everything, just, you know, nonsense. So I have to kind of seek it out, but I still think it's a worthwhile tool. I feel like guys like Bobby Graham, he's on there. He's keeping track of everybody. WFO listeners, I think you've been in on this. They're all chatting, chit-chatting kind of back and forth to communicate with one another. When in the past and how in the past could that have been possible? I don't see it. So Twitter enables everyone to do that, to get along and keep up. And the WFO conversation is happening even when the show is not happening. And I think that's really the goal of it all. So I think it is. There's more pros than there are cons. But yes, you got to watch out on Twitter because there's some crazy people out there too.
Oh, and it's definitely all about managing your followers and how much feed you get on your timeline. Because yeah, that was the other thing. I even have you, you know, highlighted for on one of my Twitter clients, and I could not see your post come up. The only way I could find them was because I would get an email when you posted.
Oh, you got me on
and
that,
my email
huh?
Was going, oh, yeah, my email is going crazy. You know, such and such has followed you. Such and such, somebody else has followed you. And, you know, involved has followed you. Okay, enough. It took 2 days to clear out my email.
Well, that is the thing. And Tina's a follow-first person, and if you look at her thing, she's got 316,000 followers, but she follows a lot of people as well and then just manages them. There are people, like Kim Kardashian has got like 16 million people, but she follows like 9. You know, that means you're super famous. It's like you got 16 million, but you follow 9. And it's a balance. There are a lot of reporters and stuff. I like to see what they're putting out there just because I also like the collective thing. I like to know what the collective is doing. For instance, when Osama bin Laden was killed and they were like, big breaking news is about to happen. We don't know what it is, but big breaking news. Everyone is going running to the White House and something is going down. What is it? I went to Twitter and I looked and I saw the largest percentage of tweets said that Osama bin Laden was killed. And that's what it was. And so there's some sort of, there's a power in the numbers out there. If so many things, but the real question is, what color was the dress, Rich and Saugus?
It was white and gold.
It was white and gold. Yeah, that's right. I agree.
It depends which picture you saw.
The official
there's
picture.
There's a white and gold dress, and there's a black and blue one.
Yeah, but it's also the way you look at the picture, you know, depending on what device you're using.
I got very angry because this is one of those things that got me upset and a little.
Oh, really? Wow. Joe and I never even discussed this among all the myriad of topics we discussed throughout the week.
Never talked
that get
about.
At each other's throats. But I was led to believe that the actual dress color, if you looked at it in person, is black and blue.
Correct. That's the truth.
Now, of course, when you take pictures of things or see them in different shades and different lights, they look different.
Right.
I've seen many girls wearing black dress or black shirt that when you take the picture, it look completely see-through.
But that's not what they say is happening here. And I actually, it's funny how it makes it onto this show because I've been kind of, the day that it all went down, I was
ready to kill people.
I was genuinely angry about it because I'm staring at it and I really kind of believe that it was a hoax. And even till right now, I think that there could be two different pictures but enough people have convinced me that it's not a hoax and that it is genuine that some people see blue and black out of that picture that you saw white and gold and I saw white and gold. And that it's something to do with our eyes and primal, you know, evolutionary stuff and people see certain things. But in the end, I was really trying to stare at it to get myself to see the blue and black and I never did really. I eventually got to see light blue and gold, but I think that was but staring at it for like, you know, a long time, damaging my brain, taking years off my life, genuinely hurting myself. Like my brain was hurting. I couldn't get there. But then when I found out that the people who saw the white and gold are statistically more intelligent and further evolved than the blue and black people, I felt okay. I felt better about it.
Oh, I'm going to have to share that with Joey because, you know, he, of course, didn't see white and gold.
Oh, well, that's too bad because I just made that all up to make myself feel better.
Oh, no, you know what? It's true. As far as I'm concerned, that is true, and I'm going to use that with him.
Yeah, no, look, at the end of it all, everyone's talking about this blue and black, white and gold thing, but really, who's better? That's what I just want to know. I was like, are the white and gold people, are they the smart ones, or are the blue and black people? Who's more evolved? What is the deal? Is white and gold mean you're more intelligent or less intelligent? I want to know which group is better. That's what I want to know. All right, Rich. Oh, by the way, we're happy that your driver is still with us.
Man, how about that?
Scary stuff. Start of the show. We lay down the law.
That's good. I knew you guys would, because that's just silly how there can be any walls exposed.
Especially after
Strub in Daytona.
We put together a financial plan, the whole thing. It's been laid out on the table. We're solving the world's problems here on WFO.
I actually have a tool for Geo.
Okay.
How many times has Jeff hit the exposed wall at the track?
Every time.
Yeah, no doubt. I can think of several. I can think of like four off the top of my head. I don't remember exactly where they were, but I remember we, you know, making these points on WFO radio about
Jeff.
Well, when
he hurt his back one time was when he hit the exposed wall. Well, Denny Hamlin broke his back when he hit the exposed wall after the hit with Joey Logano.
Yep.
Harvick hit at Daytona exposed wall last year and complained about it, and that's roughly the same spot that Kyle Busch hit this year. It's
end of argument.
There's just no excuse. And the fact that they get $8 billion from TV deal and they're working for another $10 billion from the rights fees.
$1 billion, $100 million
sorry,
a year for 10
billion,
years.
Sorry, you're
still,
right. Another billion.
What's $900 million between friends? But see, I don't want to make it about money because this is what I said we were not going to do last week. And look, here we are again doing it this week, flapping our arms about a subject that we have no control or power over. I read an article that said that there's only two companies that are approved to make the safer barriers. Oh, well, I guess we can't have them. We got to wait. We're in line waiting for the safer
NASCAR
barriers.
NASCAR said that that's not actually accurate.
Well,
they didn't say how many are, but they said that that it's more than two.
You know, I remember every reference that I have goes back to World War II. That's really where I feel like our nation was defined, World War II. I know everything that happened in front of that was very important and vital and stuff, but we really got our American character, who we are, what we are, especially those of us in the car culture, from World War II. And we were able to ramp up factories and build the American war machine of putting out like thousands of planes and tanks and machine guns and everything. Like every second Rosie the Riveter was in there. I really feel like if we wanted to ramp up and make enough safer barriers to cover every track by the end of the month, we could probably do it.
Yes. But I'm sure they could hire enough guys and girls and it would happen. It's just a matter of them saying, let's go, we're going
to
do this.
It's the will. It's the will. And back then, I, you know, to compare it to something life and death like war, it's not like this is life and death. Oh, wait. It actually is. All right, Rich, thank you very much.
All right, guys. Hey, Gio, I still have a spot. Just throwing that out there.
Still got a spot, Gio. See, it's funny, Rich. You're assuming Gio remembers what you're talking about. And what do you mean?
Infield at Fontana. Still got a wristband available.
What happened? I thought you and Los Jincones were working on. Oh, yeah, he's in the big go-kart
race.
Him
and Rudy are doing that thing Saturday.
They're in a go-kart race.
That go-kart thing.
Hopefully they're wearing their WFO radio t-shirts. All right, well, Rich, you know, beware of the WFO listener. They may emerge.
Hey, we should give him the secret code.
Oh, yeah? What's the secret code?
I like Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. So contact you with Oklahoma if you want to get the extra wristband from Rich and Saugus.
Yeah.
And you're what, available on Twitter?
Yes. That'd be the easiest way. That'd be @Rich_in_Saugus.
And the code word's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Do you have to sing it?
No. No, please, God, no.
All right, Rich. Thank you.
All right, guys.
There he goes.
WFO.
Rich and Saugus. That was a fun call. At least fun for me. Did we get to the end of the fantasy results? I don't think we did. I was showing these stickers, and Kangaroo Geo tried to get my stickers.
Bullsworth.
Oh, you know who else I wanted to reference? Because Miss Little O was out there. But I also wanted to reference Dear Lord Baby Jesus. Because I, you know, who is going to come up with that name? Because it's very funny. It's a funny name. It's obviously a Ricky Bobby Talladega Nice reference. And that is Flashover Racing's daughter.
Oh!
Remember Flashover Racing?
I do.
Gave me the shirt, and he and his daughter stood out in the freezing cold for like, you know, 20 minutes. That's her. And she wrote me a nice email. She was happy that we chuckled about it. And there you go. Restrictor plate, stinking out the joint. 85th. NAR, 84th. Come on, NAR, get with it. Pugzilla.
Man in Brown, 86,
too.
Oh,
my gosh, are you serious? Are you kidding me?
He's going to lose again?
No, not even that, man. The car acrobatic team has got zero again.
A zero.
Again.
Oh, I thought you knew. I was waiting for you to notice that.
No.
And that was the first thing I noticed.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, I look at lists from the down up. But
Little Lowe's Jincones is 88th, and Eat My Dust is 89th. That's Mrs. Money Man.
Dude, I think the car acrobatic team is just going to have to be expunged from the league. Like,
that's it.
Like
no.
our friend Polly the White
Guy. So it was a whole big thing last week with Car Acrobatic Team. I was Car Acrobatic Team, scored zero. And, of course, I was like, hey, Car Acrobatic Team, what are you scoring zero for? Like, come on, it's the first week of the league. I got to respect the league. It's like, ah, you know, I made a mistake, and now you're telling me that I made a mistake, and you should have just not mentioned anything about it. And I was like, well, this league is supposed to be a very important league. We got the big trophy. And so now here we are in the next week, and the answer is zero.
No.
Zero. So that's it. It's just, that's it. Car Acrobatic Team's got no... Oy. And those are the fantasy results, but now it's time for this week's Hippy Tippy. Rich York with the Dirty Hippy Fantasy Tippy, the only four-time Fantasy League champion. Let's hear what he has to say.
This is the Dirty Hippies with your tip of the week. Going to a different mile and a half this week. Different track. This one's a little flatter. C drivers, continue to use Reagan or Smith. I know you may have a better result with someone else, but as long as those guys are in the car, you might as well burn them up, because later on in the season, you're going to have to use the other guys. And if you use them now, you won't have anybody left. B, I'm looking for Truex to have another strong run. He's had two top tens to start the year, and Paul Menard always runs really good on this track. That's the Dirty Hippies. That's your tip of the week.
And there you have it. How about that? I agree with his strategy right there about the Reagan and Reagan.
Yes.
I feel like it was a couple of years ago that those were our two C drivers, that we had to go back and forth between those two a few years ago. And it was like David Reagan and Reagan Smith every other week. You got 18 races with them. You know, how long are they going to be there? By the end of that run, we should we'll be in a new place. I don't imagine Kyle Busch is coming back at all this year. I would be shocked. It would also be a bad move. We saw Tony Stewart have that problem. Dude, just take
the
year.
Well, we don't know that Kyle Busch's broken leg is like Tony Stewart's near amputation of his leg.
No, I know, but a broken leg still, it takes a while to heal, man. It's you're not just ready to just get back out there, and what if you have another crash? It's the same thing. What's the point?
It's not like a head injury.
What's the point?
Just I guess.
Take the year. You're still Kyle Busch. You have job security is all I'm saying. Why jeopardize your health? You have job security. Maybe at Homestead, you know, go out, make some laps. But a good tippy, that is for sure. And there you have it. All right, Giovanni, we're going to do the pick segment when we come back. And then after that, we'll tie any loose ends that we may have had together. Like Kurt Busch is going through the program. Like Dale Earnhardt on Spike TV, which I missed, but I'm going to watch online. Like, we're headed out to Vegas, baby, Vegas. Like, NHRA Nitro is out of control and WFO Radio is running wild. But first, I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. The Dragster Adventure, folks. Look, you've been listening to this show forever, and you hear me talking about it every week. Go get the envelope. That's what you need to do. You need to go to the stationary portion of your home and get the envelope. And take the envelope and open the envelope and look inside the envelope, and there's nothing in there. And the first thing you do is take a pen, and it could be a fountain pen or a ballpoint pen, or it could be a Sharpie, it could be anything, it could be a crayon, marker, whatever. And you write Dragster Adventure on it. And then you put a denomination in there. It could be a dollar bill, it could be a $2 bill, it could be a $20 bill, whatever it is, you just put it in there, boop. And that is starting off the saving for the Dragster Adventure, for a life experience, for something that you will take with you wherever you go forever. Having accelerated from 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds, or 3 seconds approximately. 0 to 130 miles per hour, and they're coming to a track near you. Go to frankhawley.com. Go to the Dragster Adventure portion of the website. It's right in the top in the middle. Booking dates. Pick up the phone. 866-480-7223. Tell them you heard it on WFO Radio. Right now, as we speak, they're in Phoenix, Arizona. Then later on in the year, the schedule moves forward. To me, of all the things out there you can do that will improve your experience watching the racing, understanding what the drivers are going through, maybe give you the bug to do more. They're going to Gainesville, March 27th, Dragster Adventure. You can book it now. Fontana, California, April 17th, Dragster Adventure. Book it now. April 23rd, book it now. And just every, whenever you can, you got that extra $20 bill, you just drop it in there. And next thing you know, 20 becomes 80, and 80 becomes 160, and next thing you know, you got $400. And the folks at Frank Hawley's will break it into four easy payments for you. 866-480-7223. And that's when you go to the wife and you say, sweetie, give me the credit card. You put it on her card. You take the $400, and you're out the door. See, what I just did was bad. That was the negative guy on the shoulder telling me bad stuff again.
Oh, yeah, the one that sends the evil text?
All of those things. And the real mistake is that I said that you go to the wife. Maybe it's the wife that's listening. We've got a lot of female listeners out there, a lot of young ones. A lot of the young listeners out there are female. They're growing up, their dad, and race cars and racing and WFO, and we're actually, in a way, affecting their lives in a weird way. It's probably not a good thing. We'll be back after this, right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, first you need to know I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera, PA. Spiegel & Utrera, PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO Radio listeners can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. They can assist with trademarks and copyrights, how to convert hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses, how to buy or sell a business, contracts and legal documents. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad right on the front page of WFO Radio, enter your email address, and receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. And remember, knowledge is power.
Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at Z-Max Dragway. It's four wide and double the power. Nationals are going to rock your world. See Chon Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Force blister the C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Hey, race fans, this is Joe Costello here to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. The summer is over. Winter is coming. Make sure you can wake up every day in the cold winter with a cup of Rodax coffee by going to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give him a call. Marvin Rodak, a big WFO radio listener, NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas, 817-924-6821. They have got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom special blends like WFO Radio Blend or Bang the Blower. It's what everybody's talking about. Get some for yourself. All specialty grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. They're all roasted fresh per order, and there are limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee available. They've got exotics like Sumatra Kopi Luwak, Panama Geisha, Australia, the Hawaii Kona coffee. They've got it all. get on the phone, 817-924-6821 for Rodax Coffee and Grills.com.
WFO.
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 Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO.
Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party. If they're betting in the back, I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I've been late. I want to ease.
Vegas, baby, Vegas. It's that time of week once again where the WFO Radio Handicappers pick you winners for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series action based on the odds as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting. And joining us now, professional Vegas handicapper Bob Smith. Bob, welcome back.
Hey, WFO, Joe.
WFO. I like the earlier call-in. We got a little taste of Bob Smith, and then here we are.
It's a tease. That's a teaser.
It was. This guy, he's got his terms down and everything. That is cool. So, Bob, listen, what is the Vegas calculus, the prospect of us going perfect here in 2015?
Almost impossible, but we're going to keep it up as long as we can.
Yes.
Slim and none, right, Bob?
And picking winners, too. Absolutely. But we did start off very well. You've picked a winner. And Gio has picked a winner, and I have been, look at me, I had a third-place guy, and I'm going to go third today. That's how good we have been. We clearly, our strategy is working.
It's charts. It's flow charts. That's what we're using.
The charts and the graphs. I'm actually exactly. Using a new app that I found, the Pick You Winners NASCAR app.
Oh, I may have to try that one.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck finding it.
So, I can see how well it's done for you.
So here are the odds.
Oh!
That was a diss. That's okay. Did you know that we're now on the iHeartRadio system? Are you aware of that fact?
I was not. Congratulations.
Well, to you too. You're on there too. You're right now. They're listening on iHeartRadio. The millions of people listening.
Well, hello.
You can say hi to them if you want.
Hi, guys.
There it is.
Thank you for joining WFO.
We break the wall all the time, folks, that fourth wall out there between the hosts and the listeners. It doesn't exist. It's just us. And, yes, if you're on iHeartRadio and you want to pick winners, this is what we do. Bob Smith is an expert. He's out there at William Hill, the home of betting, and we are here in the East Coast where we're not allowed to gamble under penalty of death. So here we go. The odds. What? We're in Florida. Okay. Kevin Harvick and Jimmy Johnson are your co-favorites at 13-2. While Jimmy did win the race, Harvick was the second-best car and first-best car for most of the time. It makes a lot of sense that they are co-favorites.
You have to. Jimmy's won four times. Harvick has never won. But if you look at the momentum and what he's done this year and last year on the mile-and-a-half tracks, you've got to have him up there.
And this is a variable banking of Vegas, which we always have to take into consideration. It's easy to throw this into like the cookie cutter 1.5 mile track layout, but that is not the case anymore.
When they improved the track, it changed the banking. It made the racing a little bit better. Historically, once you find the setup, you can just lead lots and lots of laps.
Well, we will find out. At 15-2, you've got Dale Earnhardt Jr. Boy, he's had a really strong start to the season as well.
Exactly. And personally, I know that would be great if Jr. could win here because whenever he takes the lead, the fans go crazy.
Oh, my goodness. I was listening to Dale Jr. on the Sprint app, the Sprint NASCAR app, which to me really does make having Sprint worthwhile. I have been with Sprint for a long, long time. So long that I don't know whether Verizon or AT&T is better or worse. I know that the people that I know who have AT&T can search the web while they're on the phone, and that is actually a great benefit, whereas me having Sprint cannot. Like, I can't go on the web while I'm talking to someone on the phone. Like, hey, do you not know about that? That's the truth.
Oh, I didn't even
know
like that.
You can go on and surf the web while I'm on speakerphone and you're looking on something.
I do all kinds of stuff when I'm on speakerphone with people.
Can't do it.
Ask me something.
No, can't do it. But it's okay now because I can listen to the in-car radio of any driver and you cannot. Matt Kenseth at 17-2, Jeff Gordon and Joey Logano. Joy, your Daytona 500 winner, 17-2. And then at 10-1, My gosh, Bob, 17-2. 10-1, you got Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, and Carl Edwards are all 10-1, and then Casey Kane at 12-1, and those are the drivers that are available for our favorite pick. We make two picks each week, one a favorite, one a dark horse. The dark horses have to be 15-1 or greater. Here are the drivers available for the dark horses. First one being Kyle Larson at 18-1, followed by Tony Stewart at 20-1. Hey, Bob, what did the guy who said Tony Stewart was all washed up in your office say?
He's still not convinced.
Well, we had a terrible run out there the past couple weeks. It's been nightmarish for TS.
Yeah, well, was he gloating at you, Bob? Was he like, I told you?
He's reminding me of it. We'll say that.
Makes sense. Tony Stewart is 20-1, followed by Ryan Newman at 25-1. Jamie McMurray and Clint Boyer are 30-1. At 50-1, we've got a logjam. Martin Truex Jr., Greg Biffle, David Reagan, and Paul Menard are all 50-1. At 60-1, you've got Austin Dillon and Brian Vickers. Vickers is back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Brian. The kid's tough, man. He deserves some good things. Wouldn't it be cool if Brian Vickers went out and won his first race back? Wouldn't that just be great?
I would love that.
That would be a super feel-good story.
That would be awesome.
100-1, you've got Regan Smith. 125-1, you got Eric Almirola. 150-1, you got A.J. Allmendinger. 200-1, you got the boyfriend. That is Ricky Stenhouse Jr., if you're new to the show. Trevor Bayne. Well, who else would it be, right? Trevor Bayne, Sam Hornish Jr., and Danica. Ah, Danica. Hey, Bob, did you know that the ratings for the Daytona 500 were 3 whole points higher when Danica was in contention?
Wow, I didn't know that.
10 share. Yeah, it was outrageous. Casey Mears, 250-1. Justin Allgaier, Lil Gator, 300-1. Michael Annette, David Gilliland, 400-1. And what are you doing? Brendan gone, 500-1. Give me 5 on Brendan in the hometown race. Come on, something could happen. A seagull could,
well,
like...
I agree with you. That's why we put him in, because he's the only Vegas hometown boy now. And so we had to throw him in there.
Wow, I hadn't thought about that. That's true. No Kurt, no Kyle.
Nope. Excommunicated.
And the field is 150-1. That is all drivers not yet named. And the order will be Giovanni, Bob, myself, and Tommy Noodles is gracing us with his presence once again. He's starting to feel it, and the whole thing, too. We'll start off with Gio. Gio, take it away. Cobalt Tools, 400.
Well, all right, all right, all right. Bob and I started off the season the same way we ended it off, picking winners, baby. Woo! The show is 2-0. We're on our way to 36-0. Yeah. Something tells me that's not quite happening. But as I looked at the charts and graphs for this week, I guess I was a little confused because I was looking at the right-hand column, and Bob later told me that that was the championship odds. But anyway.
We never made championship picks, incidentally.
It's just, it is what it is.
It's almost like, what is the point? But, you know, because everyone's going to pick Jimmy Johnson.
But this was tough. I was considering Jimmy since he won last week, and with the new package and new car, everybody knows that Jimmy's the best. But I don't know. Something happened as I kept staring at this paper. Carl Edwards' name kept popping up in my face. So I said, you know what? Maybe that's the Cosmos trying to tell me that Cousin Carl is going to pick up a win with his new team, because that's the kind of stuff that happens when you go to a new team. So give me Carl as a favorite. But I say definitely keep an eye on those of you over there that are picking your team for your fantasy. Jimmy and Harvick, don't be afraid to throw a couple of dollars if you're at the window over there at William Hill. Just spread it out. Don't just throw it all on one guy. Spread it out. That way Bob can go build another wing in his house.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, I digress. Going to the long shots, I looked and I said, wow, 100-1? How could Martin Truex Jr. be 100-1? I'm all over that. And then I guess it turns out he's only 50-1. But I'm still all over it. That's unbelievable. Truex Jr., who is running in the 78 car, who is proving that Kurt Busch is not the only guy that can run well for a bad team. And also saying, what am I, the only person that's paying the price for Michael Waltrip's race team cheating? Because everybody else seems to have recovered from that pretty nicely, except Truex Jr. He's the odd man out.
Isn't that the truth?
Anyway, give me Truex Jr. as the long shot and Carl Edwards to bring it home.
Says Giovanni. All
That's
right.
That's it. Bob, you're up.
Bob Smith from William Hill, the home of betting. Take it away.
Well, first I'd like to say congratulations to Brad Keselowski. And this will be his 200th start, so... That's quite an accomplishment.
Yes.
Well, as far as this race goes, you know, when you look at it, you know, Hendrick has done well. Roush not seem to be doing too well. And if you look at Gordon, he's had a terrible start, and he's back a ways, you know, in his quote-unquote final season. So I really would love the Fader tail if, you know, Gordon could win. But I just couldn't go with that. And so I thought about Harvick, and I thought about Jimmy. You know, with four wins, he's got an average of 9.2. So, I mean, he's just doing really well here. But I went with the guy right below him. I went with Junior. Junior, like has already been talked about, is having a really good year. I think he's going to be hungry, especially after last year when he ran out of gas. I think he wants to win here. And it was one of his dad. This was one of his dad's favorite tracks. For my favorite, I'm going to go with Junior.
Not as hungry as we are, because we got the cooking channel on in the WFO radio studios, and they are blasting some great stuff. Bob takes Dale Earnhardt Jr. as the favorite, and now the dark horse.
Well, now when you're looking at our dark horses, and the races that have been run here at Vegas, the highest anyone has ever won is 18-1. So I figured, okay, that's an omen. So I'm going with Larson as my dark horse at 18-1.
Insider information, Bob.
Wow, an omen. That's really ominous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the guy's name Damien?
He might as well be.
Oh. I think you're up, Joe.
I don't even know who he took, Kyle Larson.
He took Larson and Junior.
He's an omen. All right, I'm up. Listen, none of this matters.
Don't you listen to the show?
The food cooking channel is on. Got me mesmerized.
That pork chop didn't look good.
Didn't it look good? All right. Here's the deal, guys. You guys have made a grave mistake, and you should have learned this lesson over the past 10 years of doing these picks on the show, but I am happy because I am going to take Jimmy Johnson. The guy just won. He just won at Atlanta. It is a new car with new rules, new stuff, new challenges, new problems. Over the past recent history that you guys have all lived, who has been the best at figuring out the problems the quickest? Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus. Every time a rule changes, who has done the best job of overcoming that? Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus. And I expect them to stay close to form. Now, Kevin Harvick and Dale Jr., even Carl Edwards to a slightly lesser degree, all have a great opportunity. But Jimmy and those guys coming off the win, knowing what they did, knowing the moves they made, Jimmy Johnson saying, I don't know what you guys did, but it sure worked. It's great. Well, whatever they did, they're going to do it again. And Jimmy is going to win number 72 right here. You realize that, Bob, that Jimmy's got 71 wins and he's closing in on Dale Earnhardt and may tie Dale Earnhardt this year? Have you considered that?
It would kill me since I'm an Earnhardt fan, but you can't argue with anything you just said. They always are the first ones that figure something out, and it would be nice if he did go on and win the championship, because then, you know, basically they changed the championship because of him. They said, we got to come up with something else. And so it would be awesome if he could get there and get it done.
The guy with the least amount of points gets the championship at the end of the year. That's the anti-Jimmy Johnson rule. So I'm taking Jimmy at 13-2. You know, as an Earnhardt fan, you know I'm an Earnhardt fan as well. Tried and true, dyed in the wool, all of that stuff. Once upon a time, the idea of people passing Earnhardt for victories bothered me, but it doesn't anymore. I don't think they're on the same planet. You know, the sport is so different now, and it was different then, and it's just so different. So it doesn't bother me if Jimmy ties Earnhardt Dale. It doesn't reflect in any way on Dale, in my opinion. Now the dark horse. This is tough. Brad Keselowski, you mentioned 200 races, and I really like this guy, and I've said it a lot on the show. Brad is my, you know, probably my like number two guy. The problem is he's in a Ford. But I really greatly respect his outlook and perspective on the sport. And what he said just the other day was that as guys like Jeff Gordon and not too far from now, Tony Stewart and Jimmy Johnson, those guys retire, there's going to be a void in the talent. And I've been noticing the finishing order and even the odds here, Bob. I really feel like the chances of one of these dark horses winning is really low, and your odds reflect it. You know, whether it be Austin Dillon or Paul Menard or David Reagan or Clint Boyer, like all of those guys, none of them are really superstar mega driver talent like the guys I listed before. And so when Brad's right, when these guys do retire, Brad is one of them, by the way. That's why Brad's going to end up being a leader in the sport regardless, multiple championships, et cetera, and so on. But when I pick a race winner, I really think super talent and star power. And so I'm going Tony Stewart, really the only guy in the dark horses that is of that breed.
Ilk.
Thank you. Maybe Ryan Newman, maybe. But I'm going TS to shake it off. And the funk, too.
Well, I hope you're right.
Like that.
There it is. The third time around, was the joke was the best. And now, Bob, last week when we had Tommy on, were you able to hear him?
I was not.
You were not. Okay. Well, off to the Phantom Zone, Bob. We'll let you know what Tommy says. You will be listening to nothingness while we hear Tommy Noodles make his pick. Here he comes.
Tommy. Let it be a shock to no one. Yeah, that's right. I'm going last. Also, with the Tommy Noodles curse, I think that Carl Edwards had the best car last week. And there's no other reason that he didn't win the race.
What is Tommy doing?
Yeah, the Tommy Noodles curse. He jumped up and got him. Same thing with Clint Boyer. He was moving up. Definitely could have competed. But there's no reasoning for it. Zero. Except, I guess you can't say zero if there is one. So I guess there's only one reason, and that's the Tommy Noodles curse. So let's do it again, and we're going to try not to go last. We're going to try. We're going to see what happens. But for my long shot, I figured, what the hell? Let's go long. I'm going 60-1. I'm going Jamie McMurray to pull off the win. If this team's going to do it, they're going to have to do it early. And they're going to have to do it fast. And, Vegas, baby, let's pull the odds. Let's get it done. 60-1. Go big or go home is what they tell me. So chances are I'll probably be going home. But no doubt I am going big. And for my favorite, I'm going Matt Kenseth, 11-1. Great racetrack for him. We know that the team can definitely get him out front. Hopefully the curse can not do anything to destroy that. So those are my picks. The Tommy Noodles picks are Matt Kenseth at 11-1, odd number, but long shot, McMurray, 60-1. Like I said, go big. You know, that's what this is all about. So I will talk to you next week. And again, I'm hoping not to go last.
Well, all right. Tommy Noodles was clearly looking at the championship odds as well. Jamie McMurray is 30-1 in the race, not 60-1 as he called, but nonetheless, he basically took Matt Kenseth and Jamie McMurray. He just got the odds wrong, but he does have one of each. And so, to recap, Tommy Noodles takes Matt Kenseth at 17-2 and Jamie McMurray at 30-1. I took, you're hitting it too early, Jimmy Johnson and Tony Stewart. Bob takes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Kyle Larson. And Gio takes Carl Edwards, who was clearly winning the race until Tommy cursed him last week, and Martin Truex Jr. Bob, great job as usual.
My pleasure. Hey, enjoy the races, guys, and make sure you look for me. I'll be the one in the Earnhardt stuff.
Yeah, are you going to be rocking your WFO t-shirt?
I'll be wearing my WFO hat.
There you go. Excellent. Excellent. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Enjoy the races, guys.
There he goes. Bob Smith. From William Hill, the home of betting. And there you have it. Well, that was just great. Boy, you're...
Whoa, what's Tommy doing even
attacking,
mentioning my driver, the driver that I picked?
You're attacking this guy.
Yeah, no, sure, I think I have good reason to be.
You're very animated.
Can I change my pick?
No.
Well, what business does Tommy have even mentioning the guy I picked? I'm taking that as a personal attack.
He picked him last week. First of all, at no point did Carl Edwards have a good car. It was all about Kevin Harvick and Jimmy Johnson and a couple of guys.
Yeah, I don't know what he was talking about.
Listen, Tommy, you got to understand, is obsessed by his new power. Like, his power is being
reaffirmed. I know, but he sees the picks. He knows who my pick.
Yeah, he did.
And he starts off by saying, well, Carl Edwards, Carl Edwards, Carl Edwards. What do you mean? Everybody knows what's going to happen now.
That's it. Carl Edwards has been Tommy Noodles'd. He's been Noodles'd.
Very, very, very disturbed by the
happenings
here.
It's less disturbing to me for whatever reason.
Because you didn't pick Carl Edwards.
Totally
real
okay with it.
He didn't come on and start saying, well, Jimmy Johnson is great. Jimmy Johnson.
No, it's not a problem to me. I'm okay with it. Listen, I got this one. You know Jimmy's going back-to-back. It's done. You guys don't have a chance. You've messed up. You should have taken Jimmy. Carl Edwards, what are you doing? That's a fumble right at the start of the season. Watch Carl win. All right, Giovanni, we're at the tail end here. I always go to Planet F1 just to have a quick look.
Yeah.
Martin Brundle says something. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors around Alonso's testing accident.
What does that mean?
I don't know. This is just the Formula One world.
Now all of a sudden Alonso, he didn't really wreck?
All right. Although an exhaustive series of tests and scans have found that Alonso is asymptomatic of any medical condition following his accident. There are plenty of questions marking circumstances over the double world champion's accident. He crashed his MP430 into the wall at the exit, turn 3 at Circuit de Barcelona, Catalunya, on the 22nd of February, was airlifted to the hospital, resulting in him spending 3 nights in the hospital. Although Alonso and McLaren insist he is completely fine, in quotations, it was decided that he should miss the final preseason test, which seemed pretty confident he'd be fit for the Australian GP. However, the Spaniard on Monday was ruled out of the race on a medical advice, but former F1 driver and Sky Formula One commentator Martin Brundle, was left with more questions. Quote, something is amiss. Something doesn't add up. When he missed the test, I assumed he meant he would miss the first race, he told Telegraph Sport. It's a very strange situation. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors around.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but this guy is really over-dramatizing. I don't think here we in the States
the drama.
Would dare put this level of drama on somebody else's medical conditions. My God, Martin Brundle, come on. We get back to the real crux of this in the first place. Did he have an event that meant he went and hit the wall, or was he hitting the wall?
All right, I've heard enough.
Is it cause or is it effect? We don't know. Everybody is a little bit coy about it, so something isn't quite right, says Martin Brundle. You know, it's the end of the show, and it's a serious situation. But that quote, my God, man, we could really have a lot of fun with it. Did he have an event that meant he went and hit the wall, or was it hitting the wall? Is it cause, or is it effect? We don't know. And what you may or may not know is that some people speculated that Alonso passed out, or had some sort of something happen to him that he was out and then hit the wall, as opposed to the car crashing and hitting the wall and him having an event. So that confused look on your face, that's why.
Okay, well, that makes more sense now.
Yeah, people have speculated.
Right, so was something already wrong and he was out before he actually hit the wall, or did something break and hit the wall and cause him to get hurt?
Yes.
I see.
And what I would say is that Martin Brundle is grossly, irresponsibly speculating.
That would be like me just saying
the health of someone.
The
else.
Reason LeBron James is all over the place, all world now again, is because those 2 weeks he spent in Miami, he was over here taking the juice and on steroids or something. He went to go see like the Biogenesis guys. I mean, totally irresponsible with no shred of proof other than physically looking at him. And he's much bigger than he was at the start of the year. And all of a sudden he's healthy and full of life and energy after he spent 2 weeks in South Florida. Now, mind you, spending 2 weeks in South Florida does that to a lot of people.
See, you had earned yourself a couple of these kangaroo stickers. Now I have to pull them back for, like,
I just need one.
Baseless speculation.
Well, I mean, if other people can do it, I could just throw out my theories, right?
Just make up whatever you want. I guess, technically, hopefully people understand that we are making up just total speculations.
Well, I'm just suggesting a possible reason why
might have happened.
Things happen.
Might have happened, sure.
You know?
Lots of things might happen. All right, let's get into just final thoughts here. Final thoughts. Kozlowski 200th race. Bob dropped that on everybody. That is kind of cool. I think the sport would be much worse off without Brad. Brad is great. Kurt Busch agrees to terms and conditions dictated by NASCAR.
Yeah. Well, you know, that whole Kurt Busch situation.
Good for Kurt.
I've come around full circle on this. I've done a 360 and then a 180.
Yeah.
I'm feeling bad for Kurt now.
I agree. He still shouldn't bring a new girl to the racetrack.
Well, that's just the whole point. Like, now I'm thinking, man, this guy just doesn't know any better.
Yeah, he needs help.
Like, really? Like now I kind of feel sorry for him. Yeah. And if you look at the whole situation in general, like, there's lots of questions about what, you know, this whole he said, she said.
Absolutely.
And it's just that people, whenever you think that little voice is telling you that there's something not right with her, you're probably right. Stay away. Run like the wind the other
His
direction.
His voice doesn't have that voice, though. It's clearly the voice that says, hey, well, don't say that to Jerry Punch. Or the voice that says, you know, just keep your mouth shut.
When other people tell you that, dude, that broad's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
She got a reality
Listen
show.
Sometimes.
Just don't date the girl with the reality
That's
show.
That's it.
That's really it. Nice rule.
But I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling sorry for Kurt now.
Look, his living is racing. He's good at it. So what? He can't race anymore? He can't earn a living anymore? He's got to go work at the lumberyard?
No, clearly, you know. That's why I'm glad and happy to see that he agreed to whatever restrictive terms NASCAR has set before him. And he's going to go get the counseling and, you know, and go see the happy doctor and take the happy pills, and hopefully he'll be better.
I hope they're allowed by the policy. Someone needs to take Kurt and cup his face and tell him, Kurt.
The way he grabbed Danica
and
told her.
Yes, Danica and Patricia, you must leave. Kurt, please listen. Whatever it is that people are born with that filters their speech and their actions, you do not have one. And maybe that's why you are a great race car driver and you're able to put it on the edge. But you need to have someone with you who can help you with that. And for the low monthly invoice rate of $1,400 a month. Anyway.
$200 an hour. What do you mean?
Yeah.
$1,400.
Look, it's a joke, but seriously, you got to have crisis professionals. I guess that's it. We're pretty much done. I did have one more thing I wanted to drop in, but I can't find it right now. The good news is this is a serial show, and we'll be back next week. Whatever we did not cover this week, we'll cover next week. And that is it. The Poker Guys, don't forget to listen to them. They are great. They come out of the studio. Speaking of which, the WFO Studios. I'm going to start some tweet out some pictures and stuff at some point. But right now, it's all about the cooking channel. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, the new one on the front page of WFOradio.com. For you entrepreneurs out there, these guys are for real. It says free legal advice fast. You click on it, you'll see a whole welcome page directed right at you. It's for the WFO audience.
By the way, the cooking channel looks to be much better than the Food Network channel, at least visually without listening. Because ever since we found the channel and I blurted out 232,
yeah,
and we put it on,
Star Power.
I mean, I'm starving now.
HD, Star Power. They don't have Guy Fieri, of course, no Triple D.
No, but the food they keep showing from those chocolate cupcakes and the pork chops and...
No, and Marvin, and Marvin is going to be on.
No, well, that's why we put this channel on.
I know. Rodax is going to be on the cooking channel. They're going to be doing the coffee thing.
Increíble.
We're going to have the watch party. So anyway, right under the banner ad, there's all kinds of great stuff to click on. Four Wide Nationals, Z-Max Dragway, we're going to be there. There's press conferences in the interviews clip section. Rodax and Amerilawyer.com. Welcome to them. They are big. Sign up for your free 30 days, folks. Sign up for your free 30 days. You got a business, anything legal, they cover it. Four Wide Nationals, get your tickets, click the banner ad. Thanks to Bob Smith. Thanks to Rich for the hippie tippy. Excellent work this week. And everyone who participated on the program. Money Man. Yeah, we'll sweeten the deal with the Money Man. We just don't know what the deal is yet. Rich and Saugus, Brian in Louisiana for calling in. And all you new listeners on iHeart. Welcome. Hopefully this was entertaining enough for you to get you to come back. We'll click the Nitro Show. Check that out. And that's it. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
WFO! The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.